Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ.
Hallelujah. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom, everyone. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. We're really happy to have every one of you here today. The Lord is going to bless us, and he's going to speak to us. He's going to minister to us, and he's going to reveal mysteries and more about his word. to all of us. So praise God. I'm very happy that all of you guys are here today. Praise Jesus. Yes, and before we start today, it's going to be me and Sister Stephanie that are going to be sharing and letting the Lord use us to minister. But before we start, we're going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. So let's all humbly open up our spirits and humble ourselves before the throne of the Lord, because he's here, because the word of God says wherever some are gathered and the name of the Lord, there he is with them. So let's humble ourselves and let's receive what God wants to give to us, because where the Spirit of God is, there's freedom, there's liberation. God wants to deliver us and break our chains this day and to bless us. So let's all open up our spirits as we receive the prayers and the words that God's going to bless us with today. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we humbly come before you, oh Jesus. Father God, we humbly come before your holy throne of grace, Father, through the precious blood of your holy Son, oh God. Lord, I pray that you forgive every single one of us for all of our sins and all of our iniquities. Oh Yeshua, cleanse our hearts. Oh God, cleanse our souls. Oh God, cleanse our minds and our spirits, oh God. Lord, whatever that is sinful that is living in us, oh God, deliver us, oh God. Father Yahweh, break every chain and every bondage, oh Lord. Father God, all evil and all sin and all darkness that is us, I pray that you will cleanse, you will deliver, and that you will strengthen us, and that, Lord, you will make everything new in Jesus' name. Father God, cleanse our hearts, our souls, and our minds, oh God. Deliver all of us of all that we need to be delivered from. Oh, Father God, take away all evil and all sin and all darkness out of us, oh God. I pray that you'll bless us today, oh God. Oh, pour out your blessing, Father God, upon the whole body of Christ, oh Lord. Father God, bless your children, oh Lord. Deliver and set your people free. I pray in the name of Jesus that all that Satan is planning and intending for your people will be broken and will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father God, make all things new in the lives of your people, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll pour out your blessings, oh God, that you will strengthen, you will deliver, and that you will set your people free. Oh, Father God, this day I pray that you break chains, oh Lord, you let your people be delivered from all that they need to be delivered from, oh God. I ask that, Lord Jesus, you will speak to every single one of us. You will minister to us greatly today in Jesus' name. Father God, make all things in your people, oh God. I pray that you will restore. I pray that you will restore. I pray that you will bless and deliver people. Father God, I pray that you make all things new, oh Jesus, oh God. Make all things new in Jesus' name. Oh Father God, bless and strengthen and deliver people, oh God. Father God, I bless your name, oh Jesus. We thank you, oh God, because we know that you're making all things new, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, pour out your spirit, oh God. I pray that this day you will speak to every single one of us, Father God, that you will minister to us, and that, Father, your will be done in every single one of us. Oh, Father, let your will be done. Father God, have your way. Father, use us this day. Use us this day. Father, use us this day to bring glory, honor, and praise to your name. Father God, let all the bondage done in the life of the children be broken. Let all the spells and hexes and incantations, oh God, let all the works of Satan and the lives of your people be reversed and be broken now in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Oh, Father God, it is only your name that is above every name, oh God, and in that name of Jesus, we break and destroy the work of Satan that is in the body of Christ. We destroy the works of the enemy that is attacking, oh Lord, your people, oh God, set your people free, oh God. Oh Father God, deliver all of us, oh Lord Jesus, have mercy on all of your people, oh God. Father God, I pray that you bless your children, that you would rain down your Holy Spirit, you rain down your supernatural blessings, oh God. You rain down your presence, your power, and your glory upon all of your children. Oh, Father God, we thank you so much for all that you have done and all that you do and all that you're doing in all of our lives. Oh, Yeshua, we bless your wonderful name. Oh, God, we bless you. And we thank you for all that you have done and all that you're doing and all that you will do, oh God, because there's no one like you. Oh, Father Yahweh, we praise your wonderful name, oh Jesus. We glorify you. Father God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless your name. Oh, Father God, let your will be done. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you're so great and so mighty, oh God. You're so marvelous, Jesus. There is no one like you. Oh, Father God, we thank you so much, oh Jesus. We bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, I bless you, Father, that you do in all of our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and I pray that you keep the enemy out of our lives. You keep the darkness from contaminating us, oh Lord. You keep all evil out of our lives, oh God. You push the darkness out of our lives into the pits of hell in Jesus' name, oh God. Keep blessing us and keep protecting us, oh God. Keep shielding us, oh Lord. Keep surrounding us with your holy angels. Father God, I pray that for all those that are listening, that you would deliver them from all that they need to be delivered from. That, Father God, you would set them free and deliver them from all the works of Satan, that you will bless them, oh God, and that you will make them all ready for your coming. Father God, I pray that you favor your people, oh God. You release your supernatural favor upon all of your children. Oh God, let your will be done upon your people, oh Jesus. We bless your holy name. We praise you, wonderful, glorious Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you do in all of our lives, oh Lord. I pray that you keep the enemy out. Oh, Father God, keep the darkness out of our lives, oh God. Keep all sin out of our lives, oh God. Let darkness come nowhere near your people. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I'm Shalom, everyone. Yes, Brother Kelvin here, and I'm going to go ahead and start to share what the Lord's been revealing. Recently, the Lord's been talking to me about what he's been letting you know about is the restoration of his children. He has made it clear to his people all over the world that the time for him to bless and to restore his people is now. The time for God to break the chains and to deliver his people from all that they need to be delivered from is now. The Lord has been making it clear to me that he wants to restore. He wants to break chains and he wants to set his people free because it's time to come home. And he's showing me that this restoration is just for a short period of time before we go home. Because he was letting me understand that in our restoration, as he restores us, we also get delivered. Because the word of God says that the bride makes herself ready. Jesus is coming for a spotless bride. A bride that has no sin. A bride that has no wrinkle. A bride that is filled with the Spirit of God. A bride that is filled with God's joy, God's happiness, God's favor, and God's glory. And God wants to restore this to all of his people, every single one of those that have been called and chosen to be his bride. He wants to restore this to every one of them before the time comes for the rapture, because the time for the rapture, it's now. It's going to happen any moment from now. We don't know the day or the hour. No one knows the exact time, but he gives us warning so that we know the season. Like it says in the Bible, he says that you know a fig's fruit when it's drawing near. You know that summer is drawing near when you see the ripening of the fig's fruit. And you know we are you know God's harvest. We are the fruit that God is going to be harvesting. And when you look at God's fruit, which is his people, because when you read the Bible, the parable of Jesus and the weeds and the tares, Jesus, okay, he came. Jesus explains that the good seeds that God planted, okay, the seeds that was coming in, you know, was God's word, was God's spirit that being planted, you know, in the ground, you know, in his people, and it germinates and it grows. And we know when we as God's children, when we accept his word, we grow and we gradually keep growing and growing and growing and growing. And Jesus explains that when you see the fig tree, when you see that it's fruit, you know, it's ripening, then you know that summer is near. So the fruit that is going to be harvested is God's people. When you see that God's people are becoming restored, when you see that God's people are becoming ripe, when you see that God's people are becoming complete, when you see that God is making his people ready for his coming, when you see that the restoration is beginning, God is bringing back to his people all that they have lost and all that has been taken away and all that has been taken away from them, when you see that God is strengthening and completing his people, that is when you know that the time is near. Because the Bible says that before Jesus will come and take his bride away, the bride is spotless and the bride makes herself ready. The bride is ripe. The bride is ready to be harvested. The bride is ready to be taken away from this earth. And as you can see, the Lord is making it clear. You know, there is many are called and few are chosen. The Lord has a chosen amount. He has chosen his bride. He knows. You know, he gives us the free will, but then what the Lord is explaining to me is that he's given us the free will to allow ourselves to be chosen or not to be. Because God gives all of us free will. Because you know, he died to save, and so that, you know, the whole world may be saved. But he knows that we all have our will, and God has given everyone the will to be chosen, I mean, to become a chosen or not, because it's like, you know, God chooses, but then the Lord has also shown me that first, it's your decision to make. He chooses because, you know, he knows our end from our beginning. He knows that this person, he knows whether they're going to choose God or not. But the truth is, God gives us the choice to choose first. So it's your choice to choose to become God's bride or not. And the Lord has let me know that the choice that we have now, it's just for a period of time. God is only allowing us to decide to become his bride, and it's just for now. It's, we don't have all year. We don't even know how long we have. For all we know, it could just be a few more weeks left. But he's giving us that choice, and he's giving us the time now to decide to be his bride or not. Because what it is the bride that is coming home is going to be restored. The bride is going to be strengthened. The bride is going to be made pure. The bride is going to be delivered. And that is happening now. And as I said earlier, it's your choice to receive God's restoration and God's deliverance. It's all up to you. You decide to accept what Father God wants to give you. You take it or not. If you take it, God will deliver. He's going to break your chains and whatever thing that is holding you back from becoming complete. When you need deliverance, it means that something is causing you to sin. And whatever thing that causes you to sin makes you unclean. And it makes God's spirit rise up against what you're doing, which is judgment. So if you allow yourself to live in sin, you have subjected yourself to God's wrath and his condemnation. And if you do allow yourself, if you allow yourself to keep going in, to choose that path, since we just have very limited time, you will be stuck with whatever decision that you chose. So if you chose to do good, you'll be rewarded. If you chose to go against God's word, you'll be condemned in the sin that you chose. So I encourage everyone to know that it's like, God let me know that it's not like we have so much time. God doesn't have all year and all, we don't have that much time left to accept this, to choose this restoration. What he showed me was that he's giving all of his people the option, and he's giving them a limited time period to take it or to leave it. God is passing it around, his offering of restoration, and he's offering to restore every one of us, because the restoration is part of the bride becoming complete. Because the restoration, the Lord showed me, it cleans the bride up and it fills the bride with the Holy Spirit. Because when you're restored, you're complete in Jesus, and you're able to serve the Lord as the Lord really wants you to. So if you're restored, the restoration is God restores you in spirit, and he restores you to in the flesh. So if you're struggling with, let's say, a certain sin, or if you're struggling with a certain abomination or something that is just really hard for you, something that is making you fall away from God, in your restoration, God will deliver you from that struggle. Let's say if it's a sin or something that is related to sexual morality, if you're struggling with that. Or let's say if you're having issues with certain other addictions that you know that are not making you ready to go home in the wedding supper of the Lamb, in this restoration, God will take that away. He's going to deliver you from the chain. Let's say if it's smoking, if it's drug addiction, if it's watching things you should not be watching, if it's saying things you should not be saying, anything that is making your spirit unclean or that is making your spirit filthy, in your restoration, that will be taken away. And God wants to do that willingly, and he wants to do it free of charge, because he loves all of us. He has more than we could ever think of, more than he could ever imagine. The Bible says that, you know, and Paul's saying that, you know, words can describe. It's impossible to even imagine, to describe, you know, the things that God has for those that love him. If you love God, God has so much for you, and he just wants to just pour a little bit of it upon all of us right now as we are on earth. And he wants to pour it on us so that we're restored. He wants to break the chains off and deliver us from every sin And he wants to pour his spirit upon us and restore us and give us all that we need so we'll be complete. Because, you know, once the sin and the darkness is removed, it means there's still going to be an empty void, an empty space. So if God has to restore so that that person doesn't end up going back in their sin, because if someone doesn't, it's like an empty void, it's like an empty space. If something is taken away and you don't do anything about it, anything could end up coming back to fill that void. So once God takes the sin out, he has to fill you with something, because you're a vessel. You always have to be filled with something. So you either have to be filled with good or with bad. So if God takes, you know, the darkness out of you, it's like automatically God will let his light come in. Because the more darkness leaves, the more light begins to shine. And it's because the power that will be driving that darkness out is going to be God's light. And he's going to fill every single one of you up and restore you. And God really wants to do this. He really wants to do this. And when I was praying, he let me know that he really wants to restore his children. But it's like there's things that God wants all of his people to do so that they're ready. Because the restoration, you know, it makes you ready to go home in the rapture. Because this restoration is like it cleans you up. It's God's Holy Spirit coming back into you more than you've ever experienced. And this restoration will fill your lamp up with oil. Because the restoration is really a spiritual restoration. It's not mainly physical, because God is spirit. And, you know, God does things through spirits. I mean, he does things through physically too, but he's a spiritual God. And, you know, the spiritual world controls the physical world. So when he does things, he does it through the, you know, he works it, he does it through his spiritual, because he knows that that is where it's most important. Because, you know, the physical, which is like the flesh, is corruptible. Physical is just going to be here for a while. Like the earth we're living in is just going to be here for a short while. And after some time, it's all going to fade away, as we read in God's word. He's going to make a new earth and a new heaven. But the spiritual, like God's word, the spirit, God himself is spirit. You know, the spiritual, there's where there's eternity spiritually. So it's like what it is God's restoration. It's, I know a lot of people might be thinking, I mean, sometimes to God in the restoration, God could also bless some people physically and financially, you know, and he could even bless people with their physical health. If people are sick, the restoration could be that they're being healed too. But the main focus of this restoration is so that God's people will go home in the rapture. And God's restoration is mainly, the focus of it is to let you be filled with his Holy Spirit. That's what the restoration does. The main focus of God's restoration is to fill you with his Holy Spirit and to draw you close to him and to take away every sin and every form of darkness and anything that might be in you that is probably not of him. He wants to get all that out of you so that you can be made ready for his coming. And it is all free of charge. Like God, all you need to do is just to surrender and just to obey. But it takes humility. It takes so much great humility. And it takes, you know, you have to, there's work you have to do. Because the Bible also says faith without works is dead. So you have to live, you know, you have to obey God. Because if you're not obeying God and you're living in sin, then it means that you're showing God that you're against his restoration. Because, you know, faith without works is dead. If you believe that God's going to restore you, and if you believe that you, the word of God, which says that, you know, you have to be led by the Spirit. If you believe it, then it means you have to do that. If you believe the word of God, then you have to do what the word of God says. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in everything you do and not to be led by the flesh. You can't do what the flesh wants, because when you do that, when you do what the flesh wants, you know, the way of the flesh, the Bible says, is against the Spirit. And it leads to death thereof. So if you're obeying your flesh, then you're going to, you know, it's going to end you up losing your restoration. And the Lord showed me that this is just for a time period. So if people are like playing around and not taking things serious and are not, you know, fighting sometimes, because sometimes you have to fight for it too. If you don't, the Lord showed me that this is just for a time period. If people don't fight for it before that time period ends, they could end up losing the total of all the restoration that God has for them. Because what it is like God wants to, you know, God's path of righteousness, God's path of light, it leads us to, you know, to eternal life. And God wants that for us. So we need to be close to God so that we could always hear what he wants and we could know what he wants and that we could all also do exactly what he wants so that the devil doesn't take it away from us. Because Satan doesn't want God's people to receive their restoration. Satan wants to stop everyone from receiving this restoration and this blessing that God wants to give. But God wants to bless everyone with it. And it's like everyone has to choose. That's how exactly it is. Everyone has to choose this restoration. And sometimes to a certain extent, you have to fight for it. To an extent, you will have to fight for the restoration. Because sometimes it's like there's going to be a lot of evil, like a lot of enemies. Like, because the thing is, Satan doesn't want you to be restored because he knows that when you get restored, you're going to be made ready for the rapture. So he's going to put sometimes people in your life that will try to hinder you and that will try to stop you from receiving your restoration. And sometimes they could be anyone. They could be friends. They could be family members. It could be someone you don't even know out of nowhere. It could be someone you knew from your past. It could be anyone. But Satan is going to do all he can to put people there to intercept and to hold you back from receiving that restoration that God has for you. So you have to allow God to restore you. That's why if there's any time that we should be obedient to our Lord God Almighty, it's now. If there's any time that you have to give Jesus all that you have, it's now. Because right now, we don't have time. Because right now, the thing is, we're in the midnight hour. Like, we're in that midnight hour. Like, we're in it right now, that midnight minute. We're on that right now. There's no time. Any moment from now, God could do anything. And that he's been giving us the signs. You know, everything is in God's hands. He's been warning us. He's been letting us know that we have reached the end. But this is it. This isn't the end that was, I mean, this is the real end. This is, and a lot of people have been saying a lot of things and sometimes, but then, and people have been making it look like we have a lot of time, but that's not true. We really don't. This is really it. The Lord wants everyone to be focusing on preparing, you know, to leave, and he wants everyone to just stay close to him. And he's going to confirm all these things to you. He's going to show you that it's like this is really it. He wants everyone to prepare and to dedicate and to give up everything that they have for him. And the Lord will show them. The Holy Spirit will confirm to you how close we are and how close things are about to be happening. As we've seen, like, the final blood moon is about to happen. And the Lord's been giving other prophecies in his word. He's been giving so many signs. The mark of the beast, which is the RFID chip, it's out. So many things are out already. So the Lord wants everyone to just keep their eyes on him, just to dedicate everything they have, you know, to him. And the Lord will speak. The Lord will show them. The Lord will really show them clearly what time we're in. And it's only the Lord can show you these things because only he knows everything. Because right now there's also a lot of like wolves in sheep's clothing. There's also a lot of false pastors and speakers, people that speak, but then, you know, on the outside they look good. It's like everything that is like they look good. It's like they, on the outside it looks like everything they do might be right. But in their heart, sometimes there's things in there that are not of God. And the Lord wants us to be careful of people like that because in these days, so many of them are out. There's so many wolves. There's so many Nephilim. There's so many clones. There's all forms of evil deceptions out there. And the Lord wants all of his people to be very, very careful because now it's so deceiving. Like, it's so deceiving. Like, the only way you could even tell that these people are even maybe Nephilim or clones or agents of the enemy is if you have the Holy Spirit because now they mask themselves. They deceive so well, and that now it's becoming so hard that the Bible says that if it wasn't for God, it was possible that the elect, you know, even the elect could even fall. That's how serious it is now. Like the deception and the evil that is coming out, it's so strong. There's just so many of them, so many clones, so many Nephilim, so many wolves in sheep's clothing. Even normal people that are even supposed to be of God are even turning away from the true path. Even God's own people that he's called, even God's own people that he called from the beginning, so many of them are turning away from God now. So if there's any time to be close to the Lord, if there's any time to pay attention to God's word, it's now. If there's any time to be close, it's now, because this is it, because we're in the midnight hour and the disasters have started. Everyone prepare and keep stocking up on food, keep stocking up on water, stock up on everything the Holy Spirit will tell you to stock up on. Because this is it. Because the Lord will, because you know, these things are going to start. And the Lord, you know, He wants us to prepare. Like the time of Joseph, when the Lord warned them and showed them that there was going to be drought and there was going to be famine, the Lord wanted them to prepare. And we're in that times now, too. Like the time of Joseph. And the Lord's pouring out dreams, like how He gave Joseph the dream. And this is that time, the time of, like, we're in the time of starvation. So everyone just stock up on as much food as you can and as much water as you can and stock up for as many people as you can. And what the Lord just wants, just reminded, like, told me to tell you guys is He said He wants you to come to Him and He will show you how much He wants you to stock up for, because He knows. He knows how much food you need. And for your family and for your friends, and He knows how much food will be very important and how much water that's going to be needed. So go to the Lord, everyone, and ask the Lord, and the Lord will show you how much food and how much water He wants you to be stocking up on, because in these times there's going to be so much drought and so much famine. It's like the Lord showing me so many factories and so many organizations are going to shut down. But what's going to happen? God's going to shake the world. So many farms are going to be burnt down. So many places that people find help, they won't be able to go there anymore. You're going to be stuck wherever you are. It's going to be so awful. Hospitals are going to be shut down. They're going to be destroyed. So many buildings, so many places are just a lot of places that people seek help and seek refuge from. A lot of things that, you know, people look to or people depend on will be no more. And the only thing that will stand will be the word of God. So everyone, I encourage you guys to fully give all that you have to the Lord and completely depend on Jesus. Just depend on Jesus 100%. Just give Him everything. Just give Him your all and need nothing else but Jesus. Jesus will provide for you. You know, when there needs to be a miracle, Jesus is the miracle. Jesus will make the miracle when it's needed. But then, you know, some people could say, well, Jesus is there, so I won't stock. No, it's like, you know, God, remember, in the time of Joseph, God could have done the miracle of not letting Joseph stock, I mean, Joseph and Egypt stock anything, and then maybe after those drought and famine, He just gives them all the food they need. But then, no, God didn't do that. God sometimes wants to test, He wants to test us, and He wants to see our obedience. Because Joseph, he was of God, but then even him, the Lord gave him a dream, and the Lord wanted him to stock up. The Lord wanted Joseph to save food and to save water. So even so, we have to do it too. We all have to stock. We can't say, well, I believe God is going to provide miracles. But then God is providing you a way right now. It's like God is telling you what to do, but then you're telling God what you want. That God, I don't want to stock up food, and I just want you to miraculously provide food for me. But then the Lord also wants us to use wisdom. You know, if God has provided so much food now, and God is telling you to stock, and you don't, it's actually disobedient. And in that time, you could really starve, and you could go hungry so much, and you could even, you know, because God is telling you right now to stock up. You know, stock up on everything that the Lord will tell you to stock up, and stock up on, but especially stock up on food and water. Please don't. I mean, you can never stock up enough for that. Just keep stocking and stocking, and don't worry too about the money, because the Lord, like the Lord is showing me, this is the day of supernatural provision. So the Lord is going to be sending money from places. He's going to take money from the ungodly because He knows that they're using all that money and that wealth for sin. He's going to take money from them and give it to the righteous. He's going to take money from the bad people and those that are against His word and are using the money to sin and to go against God's word. He's going to take the money from them and give it to the people that are of Him, the people that He knows that He could trust the money with. He's going to supernaturally provide for all that is needed. But then when God does that, the Lord doesn't want people to, you know, the Lord doesn't want people to end up becoming like, the Lord doesn't want people to end up thinking or, you know, or focusing on money. He still wants all the glory to go to him. The Lord blesses you with money or with anything, or he restores you financially, or he blesses you with wealth. The Lord doesn't want you to focus on the money or to idolize it. The Lord still wants all the glory to go to him, because everything belongs to him and to God. Money is nothing. So if the Lord blesses you with money, don't focus on the money, or don't think that the money is everything, or don't put your trust in that, but still trust in God, because the word of God says that if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, it's just not worth it. There's no reason to do that, because this world is nothing. He's going to destroy this world and make a new world again. And God could create so much. He could create as much as he wants, because it's all nothing to God. But to God, one thing that is so special and so important to him is your soul, because your spirit was made in his image, and it's so important to him. This whole world and universe was not really made in his, it was not made in his image, but it was you and me that he chose to make us in his image. Yes, so everyone, the time to stay close to the Lord is now. And he's going to give instructions. He's going to give commands. He's going to tell you what to do in this time, because this is the time where it's like the evil one is going to be let loose. There's going to be a lot of darkness released. There's going to be a lot of evil spirits and demons. And, you know, towards the end, the Lord of God has stated, a lot of demons are going to be released. A lot of Nephilim and a lot of sin is going to be released towards the ending of the world. And it's happening now. And all that's supposed to keep people away from seeing the truth. And it's all meant to deceive and bring people down. So everyone, please pay close, very, very close attention to the Word of God, and stick very, very close to the Holy Spirit. And don't take your eyes off the Word of God for even a second or even a moment. Because the enemy is out to seek, and he's out seeking whom that he may devour. And this time we need to stay close, because there's so many things that we think are okay. Sometimes we see things and we think that they're good. You know, the book of Proverbs says that, you know, there's a way that seems righteous, okay, unto a man, but then it ends in destruction. So sometimes we see things and we think, well, you know, it's all okay. We see a person, we think we could trust them, but then deep, deep down, the Lord knows that if we follow this person, we're going to end in something so terrible. So everyone, please humble yourself, because now the Lord is going to speak clearly. He's going to give instruction, because now he's going to pour out his spirit upon all of his people, and he's going to reveal mysteries to them. He's going to tell them things and show them things that are so huge and so great. He's going to give you mysteries that are so huge and that are so great that you need a lot of faith to take in, because some things that God is about to reveal now, some people are going to be shocked, some things that he's about to reveal. But then it's the truth, because everything that God does is righteous. Everything that God says and does is truth, is perfect. So just humble yourself, because people are about to hear and know things too that are great mysteries that they haven't even imagined, or they didn't think was possible, but it was hidden, you know, from the beginning of time. And all those mysteries are about to be coming out now. They're still coming out. More of them are still coming out. Those are about to reveal. So everyone, just stay close to the Holy Spirit, because once you're spirit-led, once you're connected to the Holy Spirit, and once you listen to him and do all that the Holy Spirit tells you to, everything is going to fall right into place. You're not going to fall. You're not going to suffer. You're not going to be led into darkness. You're not going to be led into sin. You're going to prosper and succeed in everything that you do. But you need the Holy Spirit, because some people sometimes it might be hard for certain people to agree with certain things, because to them, they'll say, well, I can't find it in the Bible. But then sometimes if you can't find some things, what you need to do is that you need to go to the Holy Spirit, and you need to let the Holy Spirit show you. Because there's a lot of things that are in there, that there's a lot of truth, you know, that we don't even know now, that we don't even know, but the Holy Spirit knows. But it's all in the Bible. And sometimes when we read it, when we get our own, like, kind of understanding, we seem to think that, well, this is what I got, so this is what it is, and I believe it. But sometimes it's not good to do that, because we don't know everything, because the Word of God is so dimensional, it's so, like, it has dimensions to it, and it's so great. And just one scripture, God could just speak, like, a ton out of it. Just the word Jesus, God made everything through just through Jesus. And he's a word. And that word is so great, and it has so many dynamics. Like, there's so much to it. So it's like right now, everyone has to really allow themselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. So that, because right now, it's just trust in God and worship God in spirit and truth. When you do that, you know, you're led by the Holy Spirit. Because when you worship God in spirit, it's like you don't just worship Him carnally or physically. You don't just go to church and just, you know, sing and do things physically. But in your heart, your spirit is connected to God's spirit. You're one with Him. You do what God does. Everything that the Holy Spirit does is connected to you. You agree with the Holy Spirit when He speaks. When He does things, your spirit is okay with it. When the Holy Spirit tells you something, you obey and you agree with Him. And your spirit is linked to Him. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will let you know mysteries. And sometimes He lets you know, and then later He explains it to you in the Bible. And these are all things that the Lord is going to be doing now. He's going to be doing so much. He's going to be pouring out so much of His Spirit upon His people in this time. So everyone, please just keep staying ready and just keep preparing your hearts and your spirits and your souls. Just keep getting ready, because the restoration is now. God wants to restore every single one of His people, and they all have to allow it to happen. The Lord showed me, like, you have to allow it. There's going to be different restorations. God's just going to restore in different ways. He's going to do things in so many different ways. And you know, when God gives it to you, like, you can't fight it. You have to take it in, and you just have to accept it, because He knows it's best for you. He knows that it's best for you. And right now, I'd like to give it to Sister Stephanie to go ahead to share what the Lord's been revealing to her. Okay, so go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and I praise the wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit. Spirit, for leading us into all truth. Praise you, Jesus. You are so glorious, Lord, and we praise you in all your glorious splendor. And I just wanted to share what the Lord has been showing me, and I give all glory to God. And the Lord has been teaching me about the second strongest demon in hell. And the Lord revealed to me who the second strongest demon in hell was. And the second strongest demon in hell is Bel. And Bel is Jezebel. And the Lord's been, like, downloading, like, a lot of information in my being about this foul spirit. And a lot of people in this world are carrying it, a lot of men and women. And the Lord revealed to me, too, that there was, like, a person, too, like, in my life, a family member, that was carrying this foul spirit, Bel, which is Jezebel. And it brings mass confusion. This foul spirit. And the Lord was, like, showing me to stay away, too, from the person that was a family member. And because, like, this demon, this principality, that's what it is. It's a principality. It's a king. And it brings just mass confusion. And the Lord showed me that I needed to stay too away from this person, because it was affecting my walk with the Lord. And what it does is it will throw the person in confusion, and it will interrupt your process with the Lord. And that's why I take everything to the Lord and ask the Lord, if to show you if there's, like, anyone in your life that you need to stay away from, because, like, yeah, this is like really serious. And what it does too is it will drain you. This demon, this principality, it will drain you, and it will suck, like, your energy out. And it will just, like, interrupt the flow of the Holy Spirit, like, in your life. And that's why you have to be super cautious of who you let into your life. We got to, like, be really, really careful. And the Lord has been showing me to be, like, super cautious who I let into my life, because the Lord has revealed, like, people that were in my life that I needed to run, like, 1,000 miles an hour from. So, yeah, like, but it is, like, really serious. It was, like, really, it was bringing, like, confusion, too, upon my life. And what this demon, too, does, this principality, is what it does is it will, keep draining you of your energy, and it will give you 2 false dreams. And they'll be dreams not from the Lord. Because what it carries is, like, it carries, like, massive divination. It's like this principality is just, it's full of witchcraft, divination. And you would think, like, it's like, you think, like, the Lord would be, like, talking to you, but it's really not, because you got to test the spirits too. Always test the spirits. But say if someone is in your life that is carrying this principality, this principality will give you false dreams, and you will think that the dreams are from God, but they're not. That's why make sure, like, you ask the Lord, take everything to the Lord and test the spirits, and just be very careful who you let into your life. And what it does, too, is this principality, when people are carrying this principality, and which tons of people in this world are, it robs the Lord's children of their anointings. And it wants to kill the prophets and the prophetess. So the prophets and the prophetess that the Lord are raising up, Satan will recruit a person that is carrying this principality, Bel, which is Jezebel. Satan will recruit a person with this principality to come and stop the flow of God in your life, and, like, to rob you of your anointings. And it will strip you. But what it does, too, is it doesn't do it all at once. It won't, like, just rob you, like, you know, all at once. It does it a little at a time. It works on you, like, you know, month after month, you know, year after year. And then until it just robs every, you know, thing of God of you, you know, your salvation. That's why this is, like, so serious. Like, the Lord's been, like, yeah, showing me. And that's why, like, I've been, like, so super cautious and on alert, and I'm so careful who I let into my life now. And I always make sure if someone tries to come into my life, I always pray and ask the Lord, Lord, is this person of you? And always pray that the Lord will give you the discernment to know who is of him and who's not of him. I pray every day that the Lord gives discernment to me and wisdom and knowledge. And just keep praying for wisdom, discernment, and knowledge, the Lord's knowledge. And he will reveal and show you. And I'm so cautious now. And I always ask the Lord, and, you know, Lord, is this person of you? You know, please show me. And then he told me to make sure you inspect the person's fruit, because we got to inspect, you know, we got to be like Inspector Gadget, you know, and inspect people's fruit and make sure that they are who they say they are. Because this demon, this principality, when it gets into a person, they will be in disguise. Now, the Lord has shown me this, too, in a dream. He gave me a vivid dream about, too, the person that was in my life. It was a family member. The Lord showed me clearly in a dream that the person was in disguise. And I knew the Lord was speaking to me. And they will act all religious. They will say they love God. You know, they go to church. But they're in disguise. And what it is, too, is it's the Pharisee spirit that it carries. Like, they'll carry, it's the Pharisee spirit. Yeah, and that's what it is. And they'll act like, oh, no, you know, they love the Lord. And they'll read the Bible. You know, they'll pray with you. They'll go to church. You know, they'll say they love the Lord. And, you know, they'll speak about the Lord, you know, all the time. But it's the Pharisee spirit. It's all just religious. But, like, they'll speak all about the Lord, like, they love Him, but their hearts are so far from Him. And, but the sad thing is they think they really know the Lord. They know the true God of all creation, heaven and earth, Yeshua, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer. They think they really know Him, but they really don't. You know, they're just, it's all talk. You know, they'll talk the talk, but they're not walking the walk. And, so this is what, like, the Lord's been showing me. And it's really serious. We have to keep our guards up. And we have to be, like, really careful. Who we do let into our life. And I just, you know, I felt like, you know, the Lord wanted me to share this and get this message out. And I just want to be obedient to the Lord and, you know, do whatever the Lord wants me to do and just, you know, speak. And I just want to speak His truth and share with everybody because, like, it's really serious. And just, like, take everything to the Lord and just, you know, pray on it and just, because you have to take everything to the Lord. You know, I'm just His messenger and, you know, I'm just a servant. And so just take everything to the Lord. And you can Google, too, Google about the Jezebel spirit and how it operates and more traits on it and its tricks. And the Holy Spirit will direct and guide and lead you and into more of His wonderful, glorious truth. And just, you know, you could Google that about Bel and Jezebel. And I just praise You, wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit. I want to pray too right now. Father, in Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name, Lord, I thank You for this time, and I just thank You for Your glorious, wonderful truth. And Lord, we stand on Your word and truth. We hold on to Your promises, and we know the enemy is finished in endless ruins. And Lord Jesus, wake up all my brothers and sisters, you know, to see more of Your wonderful, glorious truth. Reveal more mysteries and wonders to them, Lord Jesus. Give them more discernment so they know who is of You and who is not of You. Let them take everything to You, Lord, and ask You, you know, everything, and keep instructing them in the ways that they should go, Lord Jesus. Instruct them, O Lord. And show them the next steps You want them to take and give them more of Your knowledge and understanding so they can, you know, understand about, you know, this principality, how it works. And Lord Jesus, keep revealing more of Your mysteries and wonders to, you know, all of Your children, to all of us, Lord. We love Your truth. We want to know more of You, Lord Jesus. We want more of You, Lord. We want to know more of You, Lord. We want to seek You more. Help us, Lord, too, to keep focusing and concentrating Lord, on you, Jesus. We want more of you, Jesus, and less of us. Give us more of your Holy Spirit, more of your knowledge and wisdom. We want to make the right decisions in life that will glorify you, that will give you all the glory, honor, and praise forevermore. Give us that wisdom so we make the right decisions and right choices that will glorify you. And we just love you and we thank you, oh Lord. And Lord, destroy the works of Bel, of divination off of my brothers and sisters' lives right now, mighty Father. In Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name, Lord, demolish the works of Satan, of Bel, off of your children, off of the 144,000, Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name. And we thank you, Lord, and Lord, interrupt the enemy's progress. Send the enemy, Lord, in a whirlwind of confusion. Break every spell, every curse, hex, and incantations right now off of my brothers and sisters' life, almighty God, in Jesus' name. And I rebuke every negative word that was spoken against all of my brothers and sisters right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they will not penetrate within any of my brothers and sisters. I rebuke all of Satan's lies in Jesus' name. Lord, destroy every foul spirit, demon, and principality, and Nephilim that is coming against my brothers and sisters right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, demolish the works off of them, whatever's coming against them right now, Lord Jesus, demolish and destroy these works of Satan, Lord Jesus, in their life. Break every bondage and cord and chain from all my brothers and sisters' life right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Deliver them, Lord Jesus, from their enemies. Break the ropes of the ungodly from their life, Lord Jesus, and give them more, Lord, of your wisdom and knowledge. So, Lord, they know who's of you and who's not of you. Help them, Lord Jesus, to be cautious and careful, Lord Jesus, who they let into your life. Lord Jesus, and help us all, Lord Jesus, to keep being cautious, Lord Jesus, and help us, Lord Jesus, and help us to be on alert, and help us, Lord Jesus, to keep, you know, keeping our guards up, and we just thank you, Lord, and thank you, Jesus, and come and cleanse this land, Lord, of all abominations. Come and bring revival, Lord Jesus. Bring revival to these dead churches, to this dead nation, to this dead earth, Lord Jesus, and pour out your Holy Spirit and wake, Lord, these people up to see your wonderful, glorious truth, O Lord. We pray, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, come, Lord Jesus, like a flood, and cleanse this land, O Lord Jesus, cleanse this land of every foul spirit, demon, and principality that are oppressing your children, Lord Jesus, and Lord, deliver all my brothers and sisters from everything, Lord, that the enemy is doing to them, Lord, deliver them from all that oppression of the enemy, Lord Jesus. And destroy everything, Lord Jesus, of the enemy. Lord Jesus, destroy everything, Lord Jesus, that needs to be destroyed in my brothers and sisters' life, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, raise them up, strengthen them, Lord Jesus, you know, to be those warriors that you call them to be those leaders, those teachers, those pastors, those prophets, those prophetesses that you call them to be, Lord Jesus. Keep anointing my brothers and sisters. And Lord Jesus, show them, reveal to them the gifts that you have for them. Lord Jesus, we know the best is yet to come. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're about to do, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving that new life to all of us, to your children, Lord Jesus. And Lord, restoration upon my brothers and sisters, restore to them everything that the enemy has stolen from them, Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name. Give them everything back, Lord Jesus, that is rightfully theirs. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. Thank you, Jesus. You are the true God, the only God. There's no other like you and never will be. You are the God of all creation, heaven and earth. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you are Lord, you are God, you reign forevermore. And we thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing. Thank you for all the blessings. And Lord, deliver all my brothers and sisters for what they need to be delivered of, Lord Jesus. You bring in your healing and restoration, Lord Jesus, upon my brothers and sisters, and mend what needs to be mended in them. Break what needs to be broken, Lord Jesus, and break every spell, Lord Jesus, that needs to be broken right now, Father God. In Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name, Lord, destroy the works of all divination that is coming against my brothers and sisters right now, Heavenly Father, Holy Father, in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holy, mighty name. And we thank you, wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit, for leading us into all truth. And Holy Spirit, keep guiding and directing and leading my brothers and sisters into more of your wonderful, glorious truth. Oh, Lord Jesus, help them, Lord, to understand. Help them, Lord, to understand what you have for them and the next step that you want them to take, Lord Jesus. Let this puzzle come together, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for all that you're doing. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus, in all your glorious splendor. And we will tell about the wonderful things that you should do, that you do, Lord Jesus. We will tell about the wonderful things that you do, Lord Jesus. We will keep telling about all the wonderful things and how wonderful and glorious you are, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for everything, oh Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, oh Lord. Oh Jesus, every knee will bow to you, Lord Jesus, and you rule forevermore, Lord Jesus. Your kingdom is everlasting to everlasting. We don't lean on our own understanding, Lord Jesus. We lean on you for all understanding, Lord Jesus, and keep helping us, Lord, to understand. Keep helping us, oh Lord, because we know the plans you have for us. They're for good and not for disaster, to prosper us. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Because greater is he who is in us than he was in the world. And for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Lord, let my brothers and sisters keep resting in you, Lord Jesus. Keep renewing their minds. Keep cleansing them of all unrighteousness. Deliver them of everything they need to be delivered of. Oh, holy God, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Jesus, for all the chains that you're breaking right now. Thank you, Jesus, for all the chains that you're breaking. Thank you, Jesus, for breaking all those cords and mending everything back that needs to be mended in my brothers and sisters' life. Thank you, Jesus, for setting your children free. And by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. We've been made whole from our heads down to the soles of our feet. We are blessed coming in. We are blessed going out. We wear a cloak of favor. We are more than conquerors. Thank you, Jesus, and help all of us, Lord, to keep enduring till the end, Lord Jesus. Keep instructing us in the ways that we should go, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord, for everything that you are doing and what you're about to do. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come and find all of my brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus, and all of our families and all of us worthy to escape the terrible things that is coming upon this earth. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We are so in love with you. Thank you for the endless love, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that love and that endless love that you have for your children. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And keep making us more perfect in your love. Keep completing us and refining us in your holy fire. Help us to be what you want us to be, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be your hands and feet, to keep winning souls to your kingdom, oh Lord Jesus, your kingdom that is everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We glorify you. We want to please you in every way, and we want to please you in everything that we say, think, and do. Help us, Lord Jesus, to please you and to keep glorifying you in every areas of our life. Give us more of you, Jesus. Strengthen all my brothers and sisters. Strengthen them in their weaknesses. Help them, Lord Jesus, to overcome, to triumph over all the darkness, over all the temptation and lust that is coming against them. I rebuke all lust. I rebuke all lust and sexual immorality in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, set anybody out there right now, set them free from masturbation, Father God. In Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name, Lord, please set them free from whatever bondage that they're in right now, Lord Jesus, whatever they have to be delivered of. Oh, Lord Jesus, set them free. Lord Jesus, like you set your children free. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. And Lord, set all my brothers and sisters free out there, Lord Jesus, from masturbation like you set me free from it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Mend and heal, Lord, what needs to be mended and healed right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and thank you, Jesus, for setting your children free. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let my sisters and brothers keep believing and having all faith, trust, and hope in you, Jesus. Give them faith that's unshakable, that will move mountains. Keep using us all, Lord Jesus, to give you all the glory. Keep using us, Lord, to bring the dry bones back to life. Keep using us, Lord Jesus, to bring the dead back to life for you, Lord Jesus. Keep using us in a mighty way, Jesus. But it's for all you, Jesus. It's for your glory, oh, Lord Jesus. Use us, Lord Jesus, to heal the sick. Oh, Lord Jesus, use us, Lord Jesus, to heal your creation. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, help us to see the way that you see, to feel the way that you feel, to love the way that you love. Help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, oh Lord. We glorify you. Oh, praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lamb of God, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Almighty God, oh, Prince of Peace. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And keep raising us up, Lord, to be what you want us to be. Keep completing us, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, oh, Lord. We praise you, oh, Lord. And create in us, Lord, create in all of us a clean heart, oh, God. Renew a loyal spirit within each and every one of us, oh, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And thank you, Jesus. The enemy is finished in endless ruins. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You reign. You reign forevermore, O Holy One of Israel. Holy One of Israel. Holy One of Israel. Holy Lord, we pray too right now for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. Pour out your shalom peace, Lord, upon the Israelites of Jerusalem and Israel. Oh, Lord Jesus, protect the apple of your eye, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Protect, oh, Lord, your people. Protect all the men, women, and children of Jerusalem and Israel, oh, Lord. Deliver them from their enemies, Lord Jesus. We pray for the salvation of the Orthodox Jews right now. Pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, upon the lost right now. Wake them up, Lord Jesus, to see your wonderful, glorious truth, oh, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, help, Lord, the hurting, the lost. Oh, Lord Jesus, and use us, Lord, to be a blessing to you. Oh, Lord, use us, Lord Jesus, to be a blessing to you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. And, Lord, we pray, too, right now for all our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted around the world. Help all of our brothers and sisters, oh, Lord Jesus. Deliver them from their enemies, Lord Jesus. Free them from the prisons they're being sent to. Deliver them of all of their fears. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus, to triumph and overcome all this darkness and evil that's coming against them, Lord Jesus. Oh, help them, oh, Lord Jesus. And Lord, help them to endure till the end. Give them that endurance that they need, Lord Jesus. Give the endurance to all my brothers and sisters, that endurance they need to win this race for you, Lord Jesus, to keep, you know, fighting the good fight of faith. And Lord Jesus, help them to endure till the end, Lord Jesus. Strengthen all my brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus. Let them keep holding on to you, Lord Jesus, and not letting go. Help them, oh Lord Jesus. Deliver them from their enemies and from the wicked's hands. Break the ropes of the ungodly from their life, Lord Jesus. Help all my brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus, to help them, Lord, to get through this terrible time in their life, this trial, Lord Jesus. Help all my brothers and sisters, Lord, and the persecuted church to keep, Lord, to keep remaining strong in you and not to give up and to keep holding on to you, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord, to keep holding on to you, because we know our reward is great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And bring justice where there needs to be justice, oh, holy God of Israel. Oh, holy God, we love you, Yeshua, our Savior, our Redeemer, our everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving us, oh, Lord Jesus. You are Savior and Redeemer forever. We thank you. We glorify you, Lord Jesus, in all of your glorious splendor. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love everything about you. Thank you, Jesus, for everything, for all of your creation. Thank you, Jesus. You're so beauty. You're such beauty, Lord Jesus. You're so beautiful. You're such beauty. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Holy One of Israel. Holy One of Israel, we praise you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, just right now, everybody, just praise the Lord and how glorious he is in his glorious splendor. Keep praising the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Oh, we praise you, O Lord. We magnify you, O Lord. Thank you, wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. You're so wonderful, oh, Lord. You're so glorious, oh, Jesus, so holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. This earth is filled with your glory and come Shekinah glory. Come Shekinah glory. Fill this atmosphere with your glory, with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of living truth, the Spirit of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus. We worship you. Oh, just praise the Lord right now. All of God's creation, praise the Lord, for he is good. For he is good. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, yes. Everyone, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's so good. He's so awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so amazing, oh, Lord. You're such beauty. You're so beautiful, oh, Lord. Words cannot describe you. Lord, words cannot describe you, Lord. How beautiful and awesome you are. How mighty and powerful you are. Even your power bows before you. Even your power bows. for you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so magnificent, oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so magnificent. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep opening up your heavens, pouring out, Lord, your blessings. Lord Jesus, your supernatural favor upon all my brothers and sisters. Keep pouring out, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus, for opening up the heavens. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, praise you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you. We love everything about you. We love your creation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, the kingdom of God is coming. Let your will be done, oh, Lord. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven in all my brothers and sisters' life. You're making all things new. Thank you for the new life, Lord Jesus. You're making all things new. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, deliver all my brothers and sisters of everything they need to be delivered of right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Whatever they're going through, whatever they're struggling with, whatever burdens or anything, Lord, or whatever they're going through, any fear, any doubt, deliver them, Lord Jesus, from all fears, all doubts. Deliver them, Lord Jesus, from everything that they need to be delivered of, mighty Father, in Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name. Whatever they're struggling with, Lord Jesus, deliver them from everything, Lord, that they need to be delivered of. Deliver them from masturbation, Lord Jesus. Deliver them from all sexual immorality, whatever they're struggling with, Lord Jesus. Take it from them now, Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name. Oh, Lord, let them come to you, Lord, and really want it out of them so you could take it out of them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let them bring all their burdens before you, Lord Jesus, at your throne, Lord Jesus, of mercy and grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, oh, Lord. We can't stop thanking you, Jesus. We will thank you forevermore. We will thank you forever and ever, infinity. We will thank you, oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you reign forevermore. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for what you're about to do. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing in your children's life, in the 144,000's life, in the bride's life, in all your children's life. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in all my brothers and sisters' life right now and in their family's life. And, Lord, protect and shield right now all my brothers and sisters from their enemies. Lord, shield them. Put your holy fire around them, Lord Jesus. Burn up evil that is coming against them right now, Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name. Yes, Lord, protect all their families, Lord Jesus, all the days of their life, and put your hedge of protection, holy fire around them, Lord Jesus. Burn up any evil that is coming against them right now, Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy, mighty name. We worship you and we praise you, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for delivering us, for healing us, for setting us free, for redeeming us from death and giving us eternal life. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Jesus, for protecting us, for sending legions of warring angels to go before us all the days of our life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. And Lord, send healing and ministering angels right now to all my brothers and sisters, oh Lord. Lord, keep ministering to them, Lord Jesus. Keep speaking to them, Lord Jesus. Let them hear clearly from you. I rebuke all confusion off of their life in Jesus' name. I rebuke all deceiving foul spirits right now in Jesus' name. Demolish the works of Satan. Demolish the works of false doctrines. Demolish those false doctrines of demons right now, Father God. In Jesus Christ's holy mighty name, I rebuke all seducing foul spirits Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let the roof blow off with your power, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Let our roof blow off, Lord Jesus, with your power, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, praise God. Oh, the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the power of God is so strong. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, keep opening the heavens, oh Lord, around all my brothers and sisters. Keep pouring down your blessings so much we won't even be able to contain it. Oh, Lord, we want more of you and less of us. Help all my brothers and sisters not to grow weary, but to be strong in the spirit and not to walk by flesh, but to walk in the spirit. Let us not be lazy in the spirit. And I rebuke all sloth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Let my brothers and sisters not be slothful in the spirit. Let them keep seeking you day and night, night and day, Lord. Let them seek you, Lord, and all of us. We want to seek you more, Lord. We want to know you more. We thirst for you, Lord. We hunger for you. We want more of you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we love you, Jesus. Oh, the power of God is so strong in this place. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, I feel the roof blowing off. Yes, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the power of God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Thank you, Jesus, for setting all my brothers free. Thank you, Jesus, for setting all my brothers and sisters free. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you in all your glorious splendor, Holy One of Israel, the Lion of Judah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. You are the true God, the only God, and there's no other like you and never will be. Thank you, Jesus. You are the living God, and you will be praised and worshiped forevermore. You will be praised forevermore, infinity. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you. We love you so much, Jesus. Oh, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. You're so glorious, Lord. Praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Lamb of God. Oh, praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers. And, Lord, we know that you are going to answer our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for answering prayers. All my faith, trust, and hope is in you, Lord Jesus. We trust, we hope in you, Lord Jesus. All of our faith is in you, Lord Jesus. Give us all this unshakable faith that will move mountains, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for what you're about to do. We put everything in your hands, Lord Jesus, and we know you're going to work everything out for the good for those who love you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, oh Holy Father, Yahweh, Adonai Elohim, in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holy mighty name, I pray with the powerful, glorious Holy Spirit, with the power of the Holy Spirit, Rakadash. We love you, oh Lord. Amen and amen. And hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I seal all of these prayers in the precious blood of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God bless you all, my brothers and sisters, and I love you all so much. And keep taking everything to the Lord and seeking him, and he will show you everything. And just keep taking everything to him. And whatever I say to, take everything to the Lord. And I just praise you, wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit, for leading us into all of your wonderful, glorious truth. Lord, we love you. We are in love with you, Jesus. And we want to know you more. And we want it that deeper. We want to grow deeper in love, you know, each day and every day. Give us that agape love that we need, that endless love that you have for us, Lord Jesus. We want that endless love, you know, for you, Lord Jesus, and for all of your creation, because we want to please you, Lord, in everything that we say, think, and do. We want to just glorify you and use us, Lord, in a mighty way. Use us, Lord Jesus, you know, to keep, you know, preaching your good news, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to keep telling everybody about the wonderful things that you do, Lord Jesus, because you're just so glorious. And God bless all my brothers and sisters. And Lord, keep helping us all to love one another, to forgive one another, and help us, Lord Jesus, to keep being compassionate and caring for one another and helping each other, you know, and nurturing each other. Help us, Lord Jesus, to keep nurturing one another and comforting one another. And, thank you, Jesus. We love you so much, and keep helping us, Lord, in all the areas of our life, and strengthen us, too, in all of our weaknesses, Lord Jesus. Make us more stronger in you, Lord Jesus, and keep showing us more, Lord Jesus, your wonderful, glorious, you know, mysteries and wonders and revelations. Keep showing us more, Lord, secrets. And help us, Lord, to keep digging and to keep concentrating on you. And we just rebuke all distractions, too, in Jesus' name. Whatever Satan is trying to, whatever distraction he's trying to come against us with, I just rebuke those distractions in Jesus' name. And, and Lord Jesus, help us all to keep digging and to keep, you know, finding, you know, more of your secrets. Mysteries, and helping us to understand too, and give us more too of that knowledge, you know, more of your knowledge. We want more of your knowledge. We want to understand, you know, how, like, you think, and we want to think like you, mind like you, Christ Jesus. You know, give us that mind of you, Christ Jesus, and keep hiding all of us under the shadow of your wings, where our souls will find rest. Because we are hidden in you, Christ Jesus, all the days of our life. And Lord, keep showing to all my brothers and sisters, keep showing them, Lord Jesus, who they are in you, Christ Jesus, and that they're more than conquerors, and that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And and we thank you, Lord, and keep making us more perfect in your love, Jesus. We want to be made more perfect in your love, because perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. So keep, Lord, delivering us of all of our fears. Deliver us all of nervousness, of what, deliver us of all doubt. You know, whatever, Lord, my brothers and sisters, like, are facing right now, whatever the enemy's hitting them with, deliver them, Lord, from everything, whatever it is, Lord Jesus. If they're not sure of themselves, Lord Jesus, deliver them of all insecurities, Father God, in Jesus' name. Deliver them of, like, if they're nervous or anything like that, Lord Jesus, deliver them of everything, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, you know, for delivering us. And you know, we hold on to your promises, Lord Jesus, and we want to keep holding on to your promises, Lord, and we hold on, we stand on your word and truth, Lord. We hold on to those promises. We know the best is yet to come, and we can't wait, Lord, to spend eternity with you. But we want to complete our missions right now, so help each and every one of us, Lord Jesus, all my brothers and sisters out there right now that are listening. Like, Lord Jesus, you know, help them to complete their missions, all of us. Help us to complete this mission. Help us to keep being your hands and feet and winning souls to your kingdom, Lord. You know, yeah, to your kingdom, your wonderful, glorious kingdom, the kingdom of God that will reign forevermore. And help us, Lord Jesus, to keep being your hands and feet. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything, and we're not going to stop. We're never going to stop thanking you. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up, for always being there for us and never leaving our sides. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for all the restoration that you're bringing upon all my brothers and sisters. Thank you for all this healing and restoration, and thank you, Jesus, for breaking all the cords and everything that needs to be broken. And, Lord, keep breaking everything that needs to be broken in all of your children's life, Lord Jesus. And we were once lost, but now we are found. And thank you, Jesus, for waking us up, and thank you, Jesus, for baptizing us with your Holy Spirit and fire and anointing, you know, your servants. And thank you, Jesus, and keep revealing to all my brothers and sisters the gifts that you have for them. You have such amazing gifts for all of us. And, yeah, and Lord, use us in a mighty way, all for you, Jesus, all for your glory, all for you, Jesus, because we want to please you and glorify you. We want everybody to know about the wonderful things that you do and how glorious and spectacular and amazing that you are. I mean, like, there's no words to describe, like, how amazing and awesome you are, Jesus. Yeah, we just praise you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for hearing to all of our prayers. And thank you, Jesus, for answering these prayers. In Jesus' name I pray with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I seal all these prayers in the wonderful, precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Lamb of God. And God bless all my brothers and sisters out there. Love you all. And keep loving each other and forgiving each other. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit, oh God, for your wonderful works that you did through Sister Stephanie. Oh Lord Jesus, we bless you. Oh God, we glorify your name. Oh Jesus, we bless you. Oh Jesus, oh we thank you for your spirit that is in this place, oh God. Oh Father God, we bless you. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your word. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for your spirit, oh God. We thank you for your presence and your glory, Lord, that has been poured upon us, oh God. I thank you for the work that is being done, Lord Jesus, in the lives of all of my brothers and my sisters, oh God. Oh, Father God, I pray that you keep working on their lives, oh God. I pray that you break what needs to be broken, and that, Lord Jesus, you would deliver them from all that they need to be delivered from, and that, Father God, you strengthen and deliver and restore, Father God, all of the people, oh God. Oh, Father God, make all things new in the lives of all your people, oh Jesus. Oh, Father, keep blessing and strengthening and delivering and restoring your people. Oh, God, make everything new in the lives of all of your children. Oh, Father, God, keep restoring your people, oh, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, you touch your people, oh God. You pour your love into their hearts, oh God. I pray that you fill us with the love, with the agape love, Lord, of you, Jesus, oh God. You let there be no sin, Lord, in the lives of your people, oh God. You deliver us, Father God, from all evil and from all darkness. In the name of Jesus, oh God, keep working on all of your people, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray that you send down, oh Lord, your holy mighty angels, oh God, to fight the battle that we fought for your people, oh God. Line of Judah, I pray that you would take away, Lord, all that the enemy is trying to snatch from your people, oh God. Build your people up, oh Father God. Father God, make everything new, Lord, in your kingdom, oh God. Prepare your people for the restoration that is coming. Father God, restore and renew your people in the name of Jesus. Oh God, rain down your anointing. Oh God, rain down your spirit upon your people. Keep building up your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will keep building up your people. You keep restoring your people. You keep strengthening your people. Oh, Father God, deliver your people from all that they need to be delivered from. Father God, strengthen them in every area that they need to be strengthened, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will heal all those that need to be healed, oh Lord. I pray that, Father God, whichever one of your children, oh Lord, Father God, is suffering or struggling with any disease or with any sickness, I pray, oh God, that you would save them and that you would set them free and that you would heal them in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you put all the works of the enemy to shame, that you put all works of Satan to shame, Lord Jesus. Father God, strengthen your people, oh God, and raise your people up, oh God. Raise them up as an end-time army, oh God. Father God, keep building up your people, oh Lord Jesus. We bless you, oh Lord, for your spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us ready, oh God. We bless you, Father Yahweh. We glorify you, oh Jesus. We give you all the honor and all the praise, oh God. There is no one like you, oh Jesus. Oh Father God, we bless and we thank you, oh Jesus. We glorify for all that you've done and all that you're doing in all of our lives, oh God. Father God, put the works of the enemy to shame, oh God. Father God, put all of our enemies to shame, oh God. Break, Father God, all ungodly ties, Lord, and all of your people, oh God. Sever every bond that needs to be severed, oh God. And Lord, I ask the Lord, my name shall coming like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, make everything new, oh God. Make everything new in your people, oh God. Father God, keep releasing your holy fire upon your children, oh Lord. Keep raining down your anointing, Lord, upon your children. Oh, Father God, keep building up your people, oh Lord. Keep building them all up in the name of Jesus. Father God, make every one of the chosen vessels ready, oh God. Keep pouring out more strength, oh God. Keep pouring out more favor. Father God, pour out more of your spirit into the lives of your people. Father God, release more of your anointing and more of your glory and your presence into your people, oh God. Father God, I pray that you come down, Lord Jesus, upon all of our enemies, oh God, that you will stop this now in the name of Jesus, that you will stop all of our enemies, oh God, that you will fight this battle for us, oh Lord Jesus, because you're the strong and breasted one, oh Lord. You're the Prince of Peace, oh God. Father, there is no one like you, oh God, and we bless and we glorify you, oh Jesus. Father God, make everything new, oh Jesus. Make everything new, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray that you make all things new in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord Jesus, make everything new. Make everything new, oh God. Make everything new. Make everything new, Lord Jesus. Make everything new. Father God, all that has been lost, I pray in the name of Jesus that you bring it all back. Father God, bring it all back in Jesus' name. Father God, we receive the restoration that you have for us, Father God. We receive your word. We receive all that you have for us, oh Jesus. We bless you, oh God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, there is no one like you, oh Lord. All the glory and all the honor and all the praise and all belongs to you, God, and we give it all to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We worship. Oh, Father God, Lord Jesus, great and mighty you are, and you deserve to be praised. Father God, we bless you, Lord, for creating everything. We bless you, Father God, for all that you do in all of our lives, oh God. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done, Lord, in the lives of all of your people. I thank you for the blessing that you've poured and you're pouring, oh God, upon all of your children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father Yahweh, we thank you, oh God. We bless you. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor and we give you all the praise. Father God, we thank you for this time on the Lord's side. We thank you for the words that you speak through every single one of us. We thank you for the things that you do, oh God. Oh, Father God, we bless and we thank you, oh God. There's no one like you, oh Jesus. Father God, keep working on us and keep making all things new. Keep strengthening, delivering, restoring us, Father God. Keep setting our souls, our hearts, and our minds on fire for you, oh Jesus. Father God, keep doing your glorious, wonderful works in every single one of your people, oh Lord. Keep building all of us up, oh God, and keep restoring and making us all ready, oh Lord Jesus. I bless you, oh God. Father God, we bless you. We glorify you, oh Jesus. We worship you for all that you do. Oh God, there is no one like you. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Oh Lord God, we bless your holy name. We bless you, oh Jesus.
Oh, Lord God, we bless your holy name. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Oh, God, there is no one like you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name, oh, God, I pray that, Father God, you interrupt the plans of the enemy. Interrupt, oh, God, our enemies. Oh, God, I pray that you cause them, Father God, to be put into an endless ruin, oh, Lord. Father God, you put them to shame. And Father God, you destroy their works, oh God. Father God, cause the enemy not to overcome your people. But Father God, let the glory and your life and your people overcome, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, all of our enemies in Jesus' name. Father God, keep shielding us and keep covering all of us with the blood of Jesus. Father God, keep pouring your word, your glory, your power, and your presence upon all of your people. Oh God, keep blessing, strengthening, and delivering and restoring all of your children in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep building all of your people up, oh God. Keep working on your people, oh Jesus. Keep completing them, oh Jesus. Oh, we worship, we glorify, we praise your name. Oh God, there is no one like you, oh Jesus. We thank you. Oh Lord God, we bless you in Jesus' name. Oh Holy Spirit, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you do, oh God. There is no one like you, oh Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God. Oh Father God, I thank you so much for all that you do in all of us, oh Lord. We bless and we glorify your holy name. I pray that, Father God, you keep working on everyone, oh Lord. God, you started this great and mighty work in all of my brothers and my sisters, oh God, that you'll be faithful to complete it, oh Jesus. Oh Lord, I thank you so much, Father God, for your presence, for your glory, for your power, and for your might. I thank you so much, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you do. Oh Lord Jesus, we bless, we magnify your name. We glorify your name because you are God. You're the El Shaddai. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Glory, glory in the highest, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you so much, oh God. Oh, Father God, I bless you, oh God. All the glory and all the honor and all the praise goes to you, our God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing, oh Lord. Father God, keep working in the lives of all my brothers and my sisters, Lord. Only you can deliver them, Father. Only you can make them ready for your coming. Father God, only you can deliver them from all that they need to be delivered from. So Lord, I ask that you deliver them this day, oh God. Break their chains and set them off free in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all works of Baal and Jezebel, oh God. All works of Lucifer and Leviathan rising up against your people. Oh Lord, I pray that you cause them all to fall. I rebuke you evil spirits out of the body of Christ. I command you demons to flee now in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, pour out your fire, oh Lord. Release your anointing. Break chains that need to be broken. Break the curses that are over your people. Father God, deliver your children now in Jesus' name. Father God, all that is delivering and all that is holding back, Lord Jesus, all that is preventing your people from receiving their restoration, oh, we break and we rebuke them. We cancel it now out of the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father God, make everything new, oh Jesus. Oh Lord, rain down your anointing upon your children. Oh God, rain down your spirit upon your people. Oh God, wake your children up, oh Lord. Break the chains that need to be broken. Deliver them from all that they need to be delivered from, oh God. Oh, Yahweh, oh, Father God, I pray that you'll pour your spirit upon your people. You will touch them, oh, God, and that you will lead and guide them into every step, oh, Lord. I pray that you destroy the works of Satan, Lord Jesus. Put the enemy to shame. Father God, cause them to be finished in endless ruins, oh, God. Father God, rise up on the behalf of your children. Oh, Father Yahweh, rise up, oh, God. Oh, line of Judah, rise up in your children, oh, God. Oh, Father God, keep blessing and strengthening your people. Keep delivering them, oh God, from all that they need to be delivered from. Oh, Father God, and I pray that you show them that time is up and that you are coming, oh God. Lord, make your people ready. Father God, prepare your children, oh Lord. Prepare them from your coming, oh Lord. Marisa Taro, Lovorisa Tarima, Lurushkarino Rom, Varhoshkevar, Irishkevarushkevar. Oh Father God, prepare your people, oh God. Make them ready for your coming, oh Lord Jesus. Prepare them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, I pray that you go into every home. You will go into every family and you will touch them now. Oh, Holy Spirit, speak to them, minister to them. Oh, Father God, deliver them from all that they need to be delivered from, oh God. I pray that you would touch them and you would open their eyes to see your truth, oh Lord. Let them not be deceived, Father God, by all these false doctrine, oh Lord. Deliver them from all lying spirits, oh God. Father, bless, strengthen, deliver, restore, heal, and make your people ready. Oh, Father God, make all things new, oh Jesus. Make everything new in the lives of all of your people. Father Yahweh, pour out your spirit and touch them all. Oh, Lord, touch your people now in Jesus' name. Irasundo Rosata, Irashikabarro, Ivarava Sheke Roma Rusavakin, Liramanderio Sierra Mekabarom. Father God, make them all ready now in Jesus' name, O Lord. I thank you, O God, and I bless you for the work you're about to do. I thank you for the work you're doing, O Jesus. We bless and we glorify your name, O Lord. I thank you for preparing your people. I thank you for making your people ready, O Lord. I thank you for touching the lives of all of your children. O Father God, I thank you for the work you're doing. O Lord God, there is no one like you, O Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name, O Jesus. We bless them. We bless your name, O Jesus. We bless your name. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. Bless your people. Bless your people. Bless, Father God, your children. Oh, God, I pray that you would touch them now. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch them. Touch them all now. Father God, touch them all now. Touch them, oh, Jesus. Touch your people, oh, God. Let what needs to be broken, oh, God. Deliver them from all that they need to be delivered from. Oh, Father Yahweh, open your eyes and let them see all that you want them to see. Touch your heart. Let them know all that you want them to know. Let them understand all that you want them to understand in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, oh, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, oh, Jesus. Thank you so much, oh, Lord. I thank you for your spirit, oh, God. We thank you for your anointing, oh, God. We thank you for your presence, your glory, your power. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for dying on the cross for us, oh, Lord. Oh, we thank you for all that you have done, oh, Lord Jesus. We bless and we glorify your name. All honor and all praise belongs to you, God. There is no one like you, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, as long as you live, all heaven and all earth will praise your name, because there is no one like you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I bless your name, Lord, and I ask that you make everything new, make all things new, Lord Jesus. I thank you for working on all of us. I thank you for blessing us. I thank you for delivering all of us. I thank you for restoring us. Oh, Father God, thank you for the time of worship, oh, Lord Jesus. There's no one like you, oh, Jesus. We bless your name. Oh, Jesus, we praise you, oh, God. We praise you, Jesus. Wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit. There's no one like you, oh, Jesus. Oh, Father God, you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, oh, God. You are the strong and breasted one. You're the Prince of Peace, oh, God. You are the El Shaddai, and there's no one like you, oh, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. Oh, Father God, I bless you. We bless you. We bless you, oh, Jesus. We thank you for the time. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your glory. And we bless and we praise and we glorify your holy name, oh, Jesus. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing, oh, Jesus. We bless your wonderful, glorious Holy Spirit, oh, God. We thank you so much, oh, Lord, for all that you do. Oh, Father, there's no one like you, oh, Jesus. All blessings and all honor and all praise and all glory goes to you, Father God, because only you deserve it, oh, Lord Jesus. There is no one like you, oh, Jesus. You are the strong and blessed one, oh, Lord. Father God, you're the great I am, oh, Lord, and we magnify your name. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, oh, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus, oh, God. We bless your name. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. All glory and all honor and all praise belongs to you, God. We bless you, Jesus. Father God, we bless you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. Father God, we thank you so much. And Lord, we pray that you have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. Yes,
Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for this wonderful time of prayer. Yeah, I would like to continue by sharing and talking about a dream and a revelation that was given to a certain sister. Well, that was given to actually Sister Malisha that came on last week to share. But then I wasn't able to explain the dream. I wasn't able to interpret. I wasn't able to give the revelation that the Lord gave me about her dream, so I'm going to share it. I'm going to go on to share it right now. In her dream, she was explaining that it started off with her in her room. She was in her house. And what happened was that she said that suddenly there was darkness. Everything was dark. There was just pitch black. But she said that although everything was dark, she could still see. She could still see things, although everything was dark. And she continued by also saying that suddenly after the 3 years of dark, suddenly after all that darkness was happening, you know, even in the midst of the darkness, she said a flashlight appeared. And she said that when the flashlight appeared, when she let the flashlight go, it was able to float and fly around in the air. It was like gravity had no effect on that flashlight. And she said she took it to her brother, but her brother was not all that I'm excited about it. She told her brother to try the same thing. She gave the flashlight to her brother, and her brother left the flashlight in the air, and he saw that it was suspended in the air, and it was moving, but he wasn't all that very excited. And she said that from there, what happened was that it was like the walls in her house started to slowly diminish and disappear. They all started to go down. It was almost becoming like see-through. And then she said that after that happened, she could see some people. She could see certain beings. They had these colors, like brown and like green. They looked very different. She didn't know what they were. They looked like, they didn't look like normal beings. They looked like some creatures that came from somewhere, she was telling me. And she said after that, it's like she was with her family, and she said it's like they could see, she could see through the walls, and she went over to a CERN. The Lord led her to go into a place. The Lord took her to a place. It was like a hospital. And then she said suddenly she saw a CERN man that was in that hospital that was sick and that was trying to use an inhaler to sort of breathe. He was trying to just take in the gas from the inhaler. And whenever he would press it to take that air in or that gas from the inhaler in, she said that something would just take the gas out. Something would just cause that gas to just disappear. It was like something would supernaturally take it away. And she said that what happened was that after she saw, I'm not exactly sure of the ending part, but then she said she saw like the wall sort of came in and sucked the man in, and then the man sort of disappeared. And then after she said she saw a girl figure, but she knew it was a demon, and she said that she snapped her fingers and fire came out of her hands. And as she was letting me know her dream, the Lord was sort of speaking to me about that, and the Lord wanted me to share and to talk about the dream that he gave her. And I'm going to start from the beginning. In the beginning, Sister Malisha was saying that when she got up, there was darkness, but she could still see. And the Lord was showing me this, that for his children, for those that truly belong to him and for those that truly have his Holy Spirit, even in the midst of the deepest darkness, when this darkness comes, although everything's going to be pitch black, there's going to be darkness everywhere, God is letting me understand that those that truly have his Holy Spirit have the true light that can never be conquered. And although there's going to be darkness everywhere, the Holy Spirit in them, maybe physically their bodies, they might think they can't see from their physical, you know, with their physical eyes. But the Lord was showing me that the Holy Spirit is a spirit that could never be covered by darkness. The Holy Spirit could never be blinded. Even in the deepest darkness, the Holy Spirit can clearly see through anything. And those that have the Holy Spirit, those that have been marked, and those that will be having the Holy Spirit during that time of darkness, when that darkness comes in, the Lord is showing me that because they have the Holy Spirit, they will never be blind, and everything will be as clear as day for them. If they trust and depend on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will never cause them to fail, and they will see through everything clearly. They'll be able to see things. Although other people won't, God's people will be able to see things so clearly because they have the Holy Spirit. And this darkness that is coming is not greater than the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is much greater than every form of darkness. And that's what the Lord is showing me about how it's going to be for his children. So during all this darkness that is coming, God's people will still be able to see. Although it's going to be pitch black, maybe your flesh won't be able to see, but the Holy Spirit that is still living inside of you, he could see everything. The Holy Spirit sees all things, and the Holy Spirit will show you all that he wants you to know. He will lead you. He'll guide you. He's not going to let your foot dash against stone. If you have faith in him and if you believe in the Holy Spirit, he'll lead every single step you take. He's going to favor and to bless you, and in everything you do, you're going to prosper. And then she said that it also continued to a certain part of the dream where she let go. She had a flashlight, and she said she let go of the flashlight. But what happened to the flashlight was it didn't drop like how things would normally fall down and drop when gravity, you know, when gravity acts on them. But she said with this item, what happened was that when she let the flashlight go, it was floating in the air. It was like the torch was like levitating. And the Lord was letting me know that during around that time, when the 3 years of darkness is the Lord releases that darkness, that plague upon the earth. At that time, is the veil will be broken and supernatural things will begin to happen, and there's going to be God's supernatural light that is going to be there with His children. His light will be there to guide them everywhere they go. That's why in the dream. She had a flashlight, which was spiritually representing God's light that was with her during the 3 days of darkness. And she could see everything, and that light was floating, representing that light was supernatural, and it could represent an angel. It was like a supernatural light that was going to be with her during that time of the 3 days of darkness. That's what the Lord is letting me understand. And the Lord is showing me that we really have to pray, because there are some people that are so stubborn. That is like some people right now have the heart of Pharaoh. It's like they have like the heart of Pharaoh. And you know, in the time of Moses, when the Lord released all those plagues upon the land, Pharaoh was so stubborn that it took so many plagues to cause him to give the Israelites up. But then even after that, he still went back to try to capture the Israelites. The Lord showed me that there's a lot of people that have the heart of Pharaoh. And ask the Lord to show you if you have any family member, any friend, or if you know anyone that has, you know, the stony, stubborn heart of Pharaoh, so that you pray for them. Because the Lord has been showing me that for those people, even when the 3 days of darkness comes, when all these things are happening, some people are so stubborn and are so far gone and so deep into sin that they won't easily repent. Some people still won't repent. Even after the 3 days of darkness, some people will still not repent. Because some people are very stubborn. So that's what the Lord is letting me know, that time's running out. So he wants, like, those that are saved, those that are true children, the Lord wants them to spend time praying and interceding for their family. And the Lord is going to touch them. The Lord wants us to intercede, because some people are so stubborn that it's like sometimes sometimes even when God shakes the earth and shakes the planet, they are still not willing to repent. For some people, God has to do extra. So that's how it's going to be. So for some people, even after 3 years of darkness, they still won't repent. They'll still be stubborn. They'll still be living in their sinful ways. They're still not going to turn away from God. Even during the revival, even after the 3 years of darkness, a great earthquake, a transformation, and even during the revival, the Lord even showed me that, because in a certain dream or vision, the Lord had shown me that it was like the veil had been torn, the transformation was complete, and we were going around evangelizing. And I'm not sure of the country that the Lord took me to, but I was in this place, and I was talking to this person, this guy, and I was talking to him about the Lord. I was letting him know to repent. I was speaking to him. And the dream, I could remember that he was so stubborn, he didn't want to listen. And this was after we were transformed. We were glowing. We were like angels. But this guy was so stubborn, and he was so deep into the world that he didn't want to have anything to do with the Lord. He had a very stony, stubborn heart. And he was still not yielding to the Lord, no matter how many warnings the Lord gave him, no matter the angels that came even before, came to him to warn him, to tell him to repent. This person did not heed to the warnings of God. And I knew that for him, his end was going to be destruction. And the Lord was showing me that some people have the heart of Pharaoh, and for people that are that kind of people, for people like that, is going to take like a lot of, you know, praying and interceding for them, because you know the Lord is eager to save. So if the Lord shows you that you have anyone in your family like that, I encourage you to fast for them. Now's the time to pray and to fast for them, so that when that time comes, the Lord will have mercy and the Lord will soften your heart. Because I know that all of you here want all of your family members to go home. You don't want anyone to be left behind. But some people, the Lord showed, they're so stubborn like Pharaoh. They don't like to listen when the Lord speaks to them. The Lord gives them so many signs. He warns them to do this. Stay away from this person. Don't do this. Don't do that. But it's like the Lord does so much, but then it's like they're so rebellious and very stubborn in their heart. And for people like that, sometimes it takes a lot to break them. Like Pharaoh, what broke him was when the Lord took his firstborn. So for some people like that, you know, the Lord could, again, decide. If they have children, he could take some of their family members away from them. He could, you know, he could even hurt. Sometimes they could get hurt. Like they could have like a near-death experience or something like that to wake them up. Because, you know, what the Lord really wants to do is to save a soul. The Lord, the soul of every one of his creation is so important to him. And sometimes he's going to reach very, very far lengths to make sure that person is saved. So people, don't harden your hearts. Don't be stubborn and don't reject the word of God. If you know that God is letting you know to do something, do it. Repent now, now's the time. Because things are going to get worse. Because the plagues that come are going to get worse and worse and worse time after time. There's going to be the earthquake and 3 years of darkness. Then, you know, the demons and the Nephilim are about to be released. They're going to be going after everyone. They're going to be attacking and destroying. And it's like they, in case people don't know, they eat humans. Like these Nephilim, they eat flesh. That's how evil and sick they are. Like they eat people raw. Like they could grab someone and start like chewing on their leg or chewing on their hand. They're so evil. If you read the book of Enoch or even Genesis, it talks about how evil they were and how they contaminated the whole earth. And they're coming back again. This time, they're coming back like stronger. They're coming back in greater numbers. And things are going to be so hard and so awful in these times. And even now, some of them, they're among us. And sometimes you even need the Holy Spirit to even show you, because now they look like normal human beings. But then when that day comes, you know, the Lord's going to reveal who they truly are. They're all going to be, the veil's going to be ripped completely, and they're going to be changed. They're going to see clearly who's of God and who's not. But then some of the Nephilim look like, some of the demons will look like angels. They'll look like normal people. So it might even be hard to tell then, because they're going to look just like the way you probably look when you're transformed. Because the devil's an imitator; he's a copycat, and he tries to replicate what God does. And you know they're going to try to pretend to be good and try to pretend to be like God's people, just so they could get in and they could, you know, penetrate, you know, amongst God's people, and that they could deceive and try to trap them. So everyone, this is the time to stay very close to the Holy Spirit, because if you give the enemy an inch, they're going to regret it. So everyone, stay close to the Lord and fast. Fast and pray, and the Lord will show you, you know, exactly what he wants you to do. But I encourage you to pray and to intercede for all those family members that you know that have the heart of Pharaoh, that are very stubborn and that are very disobedient. Like, you know, and when you pray, have faith. Sometimes, you know, it may seem very hard for you because you keep telling the person to repent and they don't listen. But then, you know, God knows what to do to make them listen. So just trust God and just put the person in God's hand and pray for them. And just pray for them and just let God tell you that he'll heal them. Let God, you know, just try to listen and try to hear an answer from God. Just pray and just intercede and plead to God to just let you know that he'll save them. Once God lets you know, or he promises you, or he tells you that he's going to save them, then trust God and then just praise him for it. Thank him for it every day. Don't doubt, because I know sometimes I might look like, well, this person's so stubborn, how could they repent? But remember, nothing is impossible for God. Man is like an ant in God's hand. God could do anything with anyone he wants. He could soften anyone's heart he likes. And he could do anything he wants with anyone's heart. That's how powerful God is. So I encourage all of you guys to repent now and not be stony-hearted, because things will get worse. Because the judgments, you know, God is, they're going to keep happening until the world is totally, totally destroyed. And even the hardest of the hardest will be broken down and changed. even those that are most sinful. Because even Satan, Lucifer himself, that is like, you know, the leader of all the demons and all the evil spirits. He's the evilest person. Even he himself is the even Satan himself has an end. When you read the Bible, it talks about how he's going to be binded and chained and thrown into darkness. When you read the Bible, it talks about that. That for 1,000 years he's going to be changed. He's going to be chained and then thrown into the abyss. So then everyone just humble yourself and just give in to the word of God, because as long as God lives, every knee will bow to him. It's something he has said, and his words don't fail. Whatever thing that God says comes to pass. So just give God your heart right now and just give him everything, because in the end, God will always win. So you have to be for God. You have to be on God's side, because either way, God will win. You can't compete against God and expect to win. So just surrender and give in to God completely. Give your whole heart, your whole soul, every part of you. Surrender it all to God, because God loves us so much, and you know he died to save us. He doesn't want to compete with us. He doesn't want to, but that's what people like to do, and there's no point, because even the angels, the Lord showed me, even the archangel Michael, even the greatest angels that God created, even them are still learning so much from God. They've not even reached anywhere, because it's impossible to be like God. God is God, and you know he's the greatest. Like, his greatness is unimaginable. It's like you could spend all of eternity trying to learn and understand God, and you still won't get anywhere, because that's just how great he is. And he wants people to just humble themselves and to surrender to him. And he wants people to love him, to have a heart for him, to worship him because they truly love him. To, you know, to live with him, like to think about him like the way you think about a real person, to love him, to worship him, to glorify him, and to, you know, to care about God. To care about, you know what pleases the Lord. You know, the word of God says, above all the commandments, the greatest one is love, is loving your Lord, your God, above any other thing. And then, you know, loving your neighbor as yourself. So I definitely encourage every single one of you to just build up on that relationship of love. Just ask God to fill you with his love, because when you love God and you love his Holy Spirit, everything falls into place, because you do everything you do because you love him, and you receive the full blessing and the full rewards that God has for you. And the more you love God, the closer you get to him, the more you begin to understand him, the more you see God for who he really is. So everyone, just love God. Try to just, because God is very emotional. He cares about us. He loves to do everything with us. He loves to talk to us every single day. He loves to spend time with us. He loves to hear us speak to him every single day. He cares about us. He gets happy when he sees that we're happy. He literally cares about us and loves us just like more than any other person could ever. He's a real person that is like with us all the time, everywhere we go. And you know, he longs to see us respond or return that love back to him, but because he doesn't force us. So please, everyone, just pray that the Lord fills all of your hearts with his love, with his agape love, with his true love. So I'm going to pray that right now before I continue the dream that Sister Melisha had. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray thee, pour, Lord Jesus, your agape. You will pour your true love, oh Lord, into the lives, Lord, of all of your children and all of your people, oh God. Pour your love, oh Lord. Pour your love, Father God, into the hearts of all those that are listening. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you deliver all of your people, oh God, Father God, from all doubt, from all fear, oh God, Father God, from all lying spirits, oh God, Father God, from all hatred, oh God, from all unforgiveness, oh God, Father, bless your people. Fill their hearts with your true agape. Love, Father God, teach them how to love, oh God, lead your people, Father God, and how they should love, oh God. I pray that all the sin and all the darkness that is in your people, that is preventing them from loving, Lord, as you command, I pray that you will break, you will destroy, and deliver them from all this in Jesus' name. Oh, Father Yahweh, pour your love upon your people in the name of Jesus, so that, Father God, all that they do will bring glory, honor, and praise your name. Father God, all demons and all unclean soul ties, all works of Satan in the hearts of your children that are preventing them, Father God, from experiencing the fullness of your love, Father God, let all that be broken, let all that be removed, oh God, because Father, our temple, Lord Jesus, is of you, Lord. It is only you that should be living in us. So Father, whatever that is in us, that is not of you, oh God. Whatever demon or darkness or spell incantation, Lord, or every work or Satan or every unclean soul tie, Lord, let it be broken, let it be removed, oh God. We bind on clean spirits and we cast them in the pits of hell out of our lives in Jesus' name, oh God. Break what needs to be broken, oh Lord. Mend what needs to be mended, oh Lord. Deliver all of us from all that we need to be delivered from in the name of Jesus.
La rica va a rodere, ma rodere, vede roche bar, di dica va a rindere, ma rodere, vede che rondere, ma ri, la varre che marro, colere va a camarro. Oh, Father God, I pray that you deliver and set all of your children free in Jesus' name. Father God, restore your people in your loving kindness, oh God. Oh, pour your favor and your truth, your glory, your presence upon your people, oh Jesus. All glory and all honor and all praise goes to you, oh God. Ma rica va a rodere, vede roche bar, di vica va a rindere, ma rodere, vede che roche barom. Oh, Father God, make all things new in the lives of all of your people, oh God. Bless, deliver, restore, and strengthen your people, oh God. Break every curse in the lives of your people, oh God. Break all the ties and all the soul ties and all the bondages, Lord Jesus, that people are struggling with, oh God. Deliver your people from pride, from doubt, from fear, oh Lord. Deliver your people, Father God, from all sexual morality, from all homosexuality, Father God, from all pride and all fear, Father God, from all sin, oh Lord Jesus. Deliver your people in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, pour your love upon your people, oh Lord. Oh, make all things through the lives of all of your people in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, as we were praying, the Lord was just showing me. He said that people, a lot of people are living in sin. That's why it's hard for them, you know, to experience the full love of God. Like, there's a lot of sin that he was showing that were in people's hearts, and it blocks off the truth. It's like the sin was corrupting your heart, and it makes it hard for people to see the truth when there's sin. So God is letting me know He wants every one of His people to let go of all sin, all idolatry, all adultery, all forms of sexual morality, all lying spirits, all deception, all worldliness, all pride, all violence, all anger, all unforgiveness. The Lord was letting me know He wants all of His people to let all these sins go so that He could come in and dwell in them in the fullness. Because if you're holding on to these sins, you're holding on to Satan, and you can't hold on to Satan and God at the same time. The Word of God says no one can serve two masters. You can only serve one. So you either let all these sins go and hold on to the Lord, or, you know, you hold on to these sins and then let go of the Lord. It's you choose. So the Lord wants everyone to let go of every sin and to just give God all their heart, to worship Him wholeheartedly and just to surrender all to Him. And He'll make everything new. Like, what is impossible, God will make possible, because now He makes all things new. The Lord was showing me in His Word. He was showing me in His Word in Isaiah 43 from verse 18. Let me not start from 18. The Lord is letting me know. Let me start from 14. Israel's holy God, the Lord who saves you, says, to save you I will send an army against Babylon. I will break down the city gates, and the shouts of her people will turn into crying. I am the Lord your holy God. I created you, Israel, and I am your king. Long ago the Lord made a road through the sea, a path through the swirling waters. He led a mighty army to destruction, an army of chariots and horses. Down they fell, never to rise, snapped out like the flame of a lamp. The Lord says, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new things I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. Even the wild animals will honor me. Jackals and ostriches will praise me. When I make rivers flow in the desert to give water to my chosen people, they are the people I made for myself, and they will sing my praises. The Lord gave me this word, and the Lord was showing me that this is time for His restoration. He was showing me here that this is what He's going to do. He was letting me know that what He did for the Israelites long ago, how He split a road through the Red Sea to make way for His chosen, He was letting me know that He's going to do much greater things, because He says it here. He says, but the Lord says, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago.
Watch for the new things I'm going to do. It is happening already. The new things that God is about to do now is going to be much, much more greater than anything that has ever happened in our past. Because he's showing us here that he did very great and wonderful things for the Israelites in the past. Like, you know, he split water. He split the ocean. He made, you know, food appear. He made manna come down from heaven. He sent the quails. You know, he did all these things. But he wants us to know that even now what he's going to do is greater. He doesn't want us to even hold on to what he did for us in the past. He wants us to look forward to the new things he's about to do because he's about to make everything brand new and is about to be greater than it has ever been. And he wants us to praise him and to worship him and to focus on him because it's coming, the restoration. It's happening now and it's coming. And you'll receive it if you're looking at God, if you're focusing in his word, if you're focusing on the Holy Spirit and if you're being led, you take every step according to God's Spirit, everything will fall into place because the restoration has started now and it's happening. It's already begun. And I'm not saying this. The Word of God says this. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. The wilderness is like a forest. It's like a place you don't expect any person to be living, like in a wild, in a forest with all these wild animals and all these trees. It looks like there might be no protection there for anyone. But the Lord says, that is where he's going to make streams for his people, meaning that you know, right now in your lives, like where there's darkness, with what you're struggling with, where there are trials and where you might be going through hardships, the Lord wants all of you to know that he's about to make things new, that where there is wilderness, where there's pain, there's suffering, and there's torturing, God will give you streams of water there, which is representing his Holy Spirit. God is going to give everyone a brand new life. He's going to make everything brand new because Jesus even says that, you know, the things that he did, we're going to do greater things. We're going to do greater than what he did. And he's talking about this time. The restoration that God has is unimaginable. It is so great and so tremendous even to be spoken of. And I want all of you guys to know that God has so much. And God wants everyone to be faithful to him, you know, till the very end. He wants everyone to hold on to his truth and to hold on to his promises till the very end because he's a faithful God. And, you know, God is always going to fulfill his end of the bargain. But it is us that have to learn to trust God. And it is us that have to learn to, you know, to give God our all. Because this is really it, because everything is about to start. There's going to be a great and final restoration. Then after, right after the restoration, judgment is going to start. Because the restoration, remember as I was speaking of earlier, makes God's people ready for the rapture. So once the restoration, and the Lord showed me the restoration, it's for a very short period. Like he was showing me, I was feeling like a couple months. Maybe it might be different, but that's what's coming to me. Like, I'm not saying for sure because, I mean, no one knows the day or the hour, but that's what's coming to me. Like, the restoration is going to be very short, just like for a couple months. And then he comes. And then the judgment starts. So the restoration is just for a short while. So everyone hold on to God. God will bless you with what he's planned for you to receive. Then the judgment is going to start coming. And, you know, by the time the judgment comes, those that God has sealed and chosen, they would have been already restored and they would have already been made complete in the Lord and they would have already been sealed. Because by the time the judgment comes, God's people have already been restored and they would be ready to go home in the rapture. Because Jesus doesn't want to bring home like a broken bride that is so weak and so miserable. He doesn't want to bring a bride that is struggling and suffering. He doesn't want to rapture a bride that is still suffering and so much. Father God wants to give his son a bride that has been made perfect by his blood because the blood that Jesus shed can do so much, and it paid for all of us, and it paid for all of us to the full. So God is going to restore his bride to the full. Jesus paid for a bride that was made complete in the Holy Spirit, that was made in the complete likeness of God. A bride that has the fullness of God. And that is what God has planned and is intending for all of us right now, all of us that are hearing. God wants it for all of us. But then God knows because he knows that not everyone will choose. Because I keep letting all of you know that it's a choice. You have to choose. So when you choose God wholeheartedly. Just don't give God a part of you. Give him all. It's very important that you surrender. You're fully surrendered. You don't surrender part of your life, but you surrender it all. Oh, God wants all. Because remember, if you give him part of you, you've given the other part of you to Satan by default, even without even saying that you have. Because where there is no light, darkness just automatically takes over. It's like where there's no light, darkness is automatically there. Yeah, so everyone, God's about to make new things. So just stick to God. It's already beginning now. And the Lord showed me that for some people, their restoration, to show me that it's going to be like three times as much as they had before. It's going to be so great and so unimaginable. It's like words will not be able to describe. It's like the Lord is showing me we're going to be awestruck at what he's going to do to his people. It's going to be so amazing. But it is those that are true to him, those that truly have faith in the Lord, and those that are truly led by the Holy Spirit, it is only they that will be receiving this restoration that is coming. For all those that are deceivers, all those that are hypocrites, all those that are whitewash, all those that are sold to dry bones and just, I mean, dead man's bones, but then on the outside they're just on the outside look good. All those people are gonna have God's judgment come down. The Lord just showed me hypocrisy is going to be condemned. All those that are hypocrites are going to be condemned. There are so many people that are like that, so please be careful, because if you're a hypocrite, you're working with Satan. Because if you're a hypocrite, then you're going to be condemned. The Lord is telling me that all hypocrites are going to be condemned. If you're not, like, if you haven't given everything to God and you're pretending, like, Satan has you in his hands. You're with Satan, because if you're not doing God's will, you're by default doing Satan's will. And the Lord wants all hypocrites to know that if you don't really repent and truly turn to the true God and give him your all, you will be condemned. As it speaks of in 2 Timothy 2:3, that, you know, they have a form of godliness. It's just a form. But deep in their hearts, they're not truly of God. They don't have a heart for God. They just have a form. So on the outside, everything looks like, you know, they're speaking God's word, everything looks okay, but they're not truly of God. And everyone should be careful, because their spirits, okay, that try and that pretend, you know, to make people feel like it's the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of spirits that do that, a lot of demons, in fact, that do that. They try to make people feel certain spirits, like they try to make people feel certain ways and feel certain emotions, and they try to let people feel things so that they feel like, well, this person's of God because I feel like I'm feeling the Holy Spirit. But you have to be careful. Test every spirit, because not every spirit is the Holy Spirit. Not all that you feel, you know, sometimes you could feel that, well, I feel like it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Be careful. You really have to be careful, because I tell you guys, demons know how to do that too. Like, Lord, show me this, and he's also shown to Stephanie too this clearly. Like, demons try to mimic the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you think that you're hearing things and you're feeling things, and it's the Holy Spirit, and more you think that this person is, you know, is doing what the Lord wants, or he's of God. But then you have to be careful. Like, pray and just seek the Lord and make sure, you know, surrender everything to the Lord so that you could hear him clearly, so that you could know all that he wants you to do. Because then the Lord wants best for you. The Lord, he loves you, and he wants the best for everyone. And he doesn't want anyone to be put to shame or to be hurt, or, you know, to be attacked or to be tormented. The Lord is eager to save all of his people. That's why it's very important that you give him your all, because if you don't, then the rest of you that has not been given to the Lord will suffer judgment and will suffer condemnation. So everyone, please be ready. Please, please, please be ready, because Jesus is coming, because the coming of the Messiah is this. We're in the times right now, as I said. We're in the season that he's made it clear to us in his word, that when you see the figs, you know, ripening, then you know the summer's near. And the figs that he was talking about were his people, because if you read the book of Matthew, it talks about how Jesus, you know, planted, you know, how, you know, God, you know, planted, you know, the word, you know, he planted the word, and he was waiting for, you know, the word to germinate. And he's waiting to harvest, okay? And, you know, what God is waiting to harvest is a fully ripe bride. That's what he wants to harvest. He wants to harvest a bride that will serve Jesus. And, you know, he planted the seed of his word. And he planted a seed. Whenever you received the word of God, that was when the seed was planted in you. And God is waiting. You know, he's been watering all of us with his Holy Spirit and his blessings and his grace and his mercy. And, you know, he's given us all these years to grow up so that we can be ripe and so that we could be at the level he wants us to be so that God can call us his bride. And now is the time for the harvest. The time for the reaping is now. And right now, the Lord is finishing it all up. I mean, we've all been through a lot of testing and trial, but then the time for testing and trial, I mean, we're still about to go through more because it's right. We're still going to go through some more. But then what is the main thing that is going to happen now is going to be restoration. There might be some testings and some trials that might come our way still, but the main thing that God is really doing now, the main theme of this time for God's people is restoration. He's restoring every single person. Because I remember a dream that the Lord gave me about a week ago. And I was seeing people. I would see a person that the Lord would show me in that dream. I was like, I'd see different people, but the Lord would show me one person at a time. And I would see one person, and I would see how the glory of God will descend upon them. And it was like they were being transformed. I would see that they were glowing. It was like their skin was beginning to light up, and they were beginning to move by a supernatural power of God. And they were being strengthened, and they were being restored. And then I'd see that the Lord would, in the vision, the Lord would let me see the next person. And I'd see that the next person was, same thing was happening to them. But I was seeing that what was happening to every single person was different. Like the restoration that God has for people, the Lord showed me that it's very unique and very special and very different. Just as we're all unique, God has like very unique and very special and very different restorations for all of us. Someone's restoration, could be more anointing and more of God's spirit and more. I mean, everyone's restoration is going to be more of God's spirit. But then the Lord showed me that it's different for different people. For some people, their restoration could have to do with, with someone, maybe a marriage with someone. For someone, the restoration could be, alone and being healed and being filled with, with the presence of God, being filled with the anointing of God. So there's going to be different restorations for different people. But I encourage every single one of you to allow God to do his work that he started in you, because it's this plan that every single one of you gets fully, fully, fully restored so that you can come home. It is extremely important. It is extremely important. So everyone keep preparing and keep becoming ready for all that the Lord's about to do, because the Lord's about to do so much. He loves his people so much. He loves his people so much. And, he never wants his people to suffer or to be left, to be left in torment or to be left in pain. He wants everyone to go home. But it's a free will. But this is the time for this. This is the time for the restoration. This is the time for the rapture. We're all going home very, very soon and very, very quickly. So everyone just keep preparing your hearts, your souls, and your minds, because Jesus loves you all so much. And, he died that all of you will be saved and all of you will be sitting at his right hand to rule and judge the nations with him. But it is all up to all of you. It's all up to every single one of you. So please choose and decide and give all you have to the Lord, because the zombies, it's like it's happening now. Demons are being like, demonic powers are being increased. Like there's so much sin. So satanic evil power has increased so much. And people are getting taken over by so much darkness. And we can see signs of the tribulation. People are getting possessed like never before, and they're going around. People are beginning to become worldlier like they have never been. Zombie creatures are beginning to like come out because, I hear stories of how there's people that are so possessed by demons that they're literally like mad people that are just around doing things being led by demons. That's how it is now. Demons have reached, demonic spirits have been released so much. So many demons are being released now, and so much evil is coming into the world. So much murder, so much evil, because these demons are taking over people, and they're doing so much evil. They're doing so much that is sinful, so much that is disgusting. They're committing so many abominations. And the Lord, what words reach right now, all that the Holy Spirit is going to do is he will just, remove his hand, and just let God's wrath come. Because, you know, as I said, some people are just stubborn and are not willing to repent. Some people know that this what they're doing is wrong, but they won't turn away from their sin. And for people such as those, because they have their free will, they will be condemned, they will be judged, and eternal wrath and the eternal fire of God. It's like they allow themselves to be deceived, and you know, it's like they think that what they're doing is right and what the Lord wants. But then deep down, they know that what they're doing is wrong. And the Lord sees it clearly, because the Lord knows everything, because he judges. And for people like that, that are very stubborn, the hearts, people that have like the hearts of Pharaoh, that are very stubborn, when it gets too far, they become reprobate. And what happens is, like, they become far gone, and that they can't even tell that what they're doing is wrong. Some people get like that. It's like they're reprobate, and it's like to them, like, good is evil, and good is, and you know, evil is good. And they literally live their life like that. You know, what is sinful and what is an abomination before them, they call holy. And God's going to come down in anger and wrath upon all people that agree with Satan and that agree with the false doctrines and the lies and the deceptions that the enemy has brought into the world. So everyone, stay away from evil, stay away from the unrighteous, stay away from the unjust and all the wicked, because when you follow them, you get a portion of what they get. You get a portion of their judgment. And you get a portion of the wrath of God that comes upon them, because, you know, God judges righteously, because once you follow them, you become like darkness. You become alike. And whatever that is darkness is going to be condemned. Whatever that is darkness is going to be judged and is going to be consumed and you know, the fire of God's wrath. So the Lord wants his people, you know, he doesn't want light to fellowship with darkness. He wants all sin to stay away from all that is good. That's why he says in the end, let the unjust be unjust and let the righteous be righteous. Because what it is, he wants those are he wants the holy to be holy, and those that won't repent, they should stay. Because what happens is he doesn't want people to, like, the Lord likes the separation of good and evil. He doesn't want good to mix with evil, because then it's not good anymore. Because the Lord is so pure that once the slightest bit of corruption touches anything of his, it stops becoming what he wants. And that's how his bride is not supposed to be. His bride is not a bride that is going to be pure, but then have a little bit of sin. No, his bride is going to be fully pure. And the Lord has a perfect plan for this. He has a perfect plan. The Lord's going to do something so amazing and so wonderful to cleanse his people so much. Because, you know, there's little that we could, you know, there's only so much. We can't really do so much. But then with the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. So the Lord wants to see those that are willing to fight and willing to try with whatever they have. And the Lord will use supernatural power to help them and to keep fighting for them until the day comes when the Lord will just do the rest, where the Lord will just transform them, and every part of them that is corruptible will become incorruptible. So every part of them that is very sin, every part of them that is unclean, the Lord will just wash away and just clean and just transform them into an incorruptible spirit body form. It's going to be like a glorified body, which has no limit. It's going to be like, God's going to make us, you know, like the angels. He's going to give us that form that, you know, that he also has, that, you know, that nature is going to come out so strong. And this sinful nature is going to die and disappear and be gone forever. And the new heaven is going to be made. And he's making everything new. And the new bodies that he's giving us, like the new glorified bodies that the Lord is showing me that he's going to be giving his people, it's going to be way, 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 way greater than the old glorified bodies that there are. It's like, I don't know how to explain it to you. In heaven, like, I don't know, like, in heaven there's glorified bodies, you know, but the Lord's showing that with the incorruptible glorified body that the Lord's going to be given to his bride now, it's going to be like so unique and so special. It's going to be one of the newest glorified, it's going to be a new glorified body that is so special and so unique that is like he's not made before. It's going to be something so new and something so amazing and something so great and something so special. Because his spirit and his people will eventually will finally come out and will be manifested for all the world to see. And this is about to happen soon. But let me just continue explaining the dream that Sister Melisha had. She said that after the flashlight was floating in the air, which was the Lord is showing me, that supernatural things are going to happen. Because in the dream, gravity was not having an effect on a flashlight. gravity did not, you know, did not cause the flashlight to fall. So the Lord is going to make what is natural, supernatural in the days to come. Right now, you know, like everything holds to the ground. Everything falls to the ground. But then when that veil is fully torn, some people that are free, have been set free by the blood of Jesus, will not be bound to be walking on this earth. They will be free to fly in the sky and fly in the air. And it's going to be so supernatural. It's like supernatural things that have not been done before will be done now. It is all coming now. It's already started. And she also said that she also took the light, you know, to her brother, and her brother left, you know, her brother let go of the torch light. And then what happened to it was just like floating in the air too. And Lord is showing that it's going to be so supernatural that even people that are probably unbelievers or people that are not even so close to the Lord will even experience the supernatural. Like, it's going to be so great that for people that don't even know the Lord or people that are lukewarm, even them will still experience the supernatural. God will give them a taste of it, even if they're not even spirit-filled, just so that, you know, they are encouraged to try to find the Holy Spirit so they can be spirit-filled, because the Holy Spirit is just going to be on the earth for just a little bit longer at that time when that veil is ripped, because he will be leaving so that the tribulation will start. And the other thing is, and the other thing is that in the dream, Sister Malaysia was also letting me understand that is like when she took it to her brother, when she took the torch to her brother, after he let it go and it was floating, she said, yeah, he gave it back to her, but then he wasn't really all that excited about it and everything. And then she said, all of a sudden, after, the walls started to disappear. And that was representing the veil being broken. That was representing how, you know, the boundary that was between the spiritual and the physical being all broken through. And then she said, after that happened, she saw these creatures, these beings. They were not like humans, but then they were creatures from, like, let's see, from another place or something, like from another world or something. And the Lord was showing her that once that veil breaks, we're going to see beings and specimens creatures and beings that are not of this physical earthly world. We're going to see spiritual heavenly beings. We're going to see creatures like Nephilim, like holy angels of heaven. We're going to see, because you're in heaven, like the God's creation is just so amazing. There's creations of God that are so much greater than we could ever imagine. God has creatures that are way taller than the tallest building. He has creatures that are faster and bigger, and have creatures that have colors that we cannot even imagine, and that have textures that we can't even understand. And these creatures are going to be released, some of them, you know. Some of them will be fallen, but some of them will also be of God, because Satan and God are going to have a, they're going to, like, I mean, the Lord God Almighty is going to defeat the enemy, but the enemy is going to try to, you know, to fight too. So he's going to try to come up with the big guns or the strongest competitors or strongest, you know, creatures or beings that he has to try to take God's people down. And, you know, they're all going to be released. And when she saw these creatures, Lord is showing her that once after that veil is completely torn, she was going to be seeing beings and creatures that were not, that some of them would be of God, but some of them wouldn't. But then creatures that were not of this earth or this world, she would be seeing them. And she said that she was with her family. And when she was with her family, it was like they were being protected. And the Lord was letting her know there too that for all those that are with God's people, it's like what happens is God's supernatural spirit, his supernatural presence, you know, it's his presence. God will not destroy his light. God will not destroy his Holy Spirit. God will not destroy his presence. So when the transformation happens, wherever one of those that are transformed, wherever they go, God's protection will be with them wherever they go. So if they go into a place where there's worldly people, God won't destroy that place until that person, well, he can decide to destroy that place and let that person stand. But then what God usually does is he usually likes to move his people, take his people out of that place before he destroys. But then if his people are there, he doesn't usually destroy. So sometimes what the Lord is showing her is that she was with her family and they were protected, and God was going to use those that he transforms to go to places so that the people there will be saved, because his Holy Spirit will cover and his God's presence will cover the people that are there, even though they're not maybe very saved, God will just use his Holy Spirit through his people to cover them. And when destruction happens, that's when there's demons around or darkness trying to take over, that darkness won't overcome the people that are with that person that is chosen and that is of God, because his light will cover them too, because she said she was with her family, and it was like nothing happened to her family because she was with them. And because she was, it was like the veil had been broken, and it was like the Lord was showing her, and she was supernaturally protected because she was of God, and she was chosen, and she was healed, and she was like transformed, and the Lord was going to be with her. And so because the Lord is with her, even those that are with her, like her family members, that if at that time they were still not very saved yet, the Lord would still have mercy and still, you know, protect them and give them some more time. Because the thing is, God's judgment, like the tribulation, hasn't started yet because the bride is still here. The tribulation has not begun yet. It hasn't started because the bride is still here. And, you know, if God's people are in a place, sometimes it's hard for God. Doesn't just destroy the place. He waits until his people are gone, because God won't destroy his life. He won't destroy his people. So that's why the tribulation has not started yet, because we're still here, and because God's people are here, and you know his Holy Spirit is here through us. The Holy Spirit himself is here, and the Holy Spirit himself is living in every one of us. That is why the destruction is not here, because God's hand is still over us. But once God's hand is removed, once the Holy Spirit is removed and taken away, there's going to be nothing that is separating God's anger and us. That's why I have to remember when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he said that if there were 10, it would be spared. Because God will not destroy his own light, because he's so loving and compassionate, God will not destroy his own. So in Sodom and Gomorrah, if there were 10 righteous, or if there were people that were of God, if God's people were there, God would have spared, because God doesn't destroy his children. God does not destroy his Holy Spirit, and God does not destroy his word, and he will never destroy his light. So for him to destroy something, it has to be total darkness. It has to be evil. So that's what's going to happen now. For God, you know, for this whole world to be completely destroyed, the Holy Spirit has to come to heaven first. And the people that have the Holy Spirit will have to leave the earth first before the tribulation can start. That's why the rapture happens before the tribulation, because when we're still here, God's mercy and grace is still abiding over us. Because the Holy Spirit is still here, and we're all still here, and his work is still being done. And God won't destroy us with his Holy Spirit. So we have to leave, and, you know, the separation, what is holding God's anger back has to be taken away, which is us that he loves, that have his word in, that are living in his word, and that have his Holy Spirit. We will have to go before. So that's what the Lord was letting me understand too, with her dream too, was that because she was with her family and she was chosen of God, even if her family was, let's say, not completely saved, God would have mercy, and let's say God would protect the home, or God would protect them because they were with her, because God's protection is over her. And, you know, it's like wherever God's protection is, if you get close to that place, if you get close to that place where the light of God is, you also sort of become covered under. That's why anyone who goes under the name of Jesus is protected. So it's like that protection of Jesus is with her. But then because her family was with her family ended up getting protected too. And that's how it's going to be. So for people, a lot of people, some people's family members will be protected, not because their family members are doing what is right or righteous, but just because God is having mercy. And God is seeing that, let's say there's someone in the family that is diligently seeking him. And they're interceding. So God have mercy and just look at that one daughter, that one son, and protect them, save the whole family. Sometimes God does that. If he sees that there's just one righteous, he might spare the whole family and he might not kill or destroy them. So if you're seeking God, seek him well. Because if you seek him well enough, if God has mercy enough on you, God could actually save your whole family. God can actually let your whole family go home. Because sometimes if you see God so much and it pleases him, sometimes he blesses those that are around you because he is so happy and so pleased with your service and with the work that you're doing for him, that you do. And although some people won't really be interested in the Lord, or really love the Lord so much as you do, the Lord sees that you love him and he still has mercy and he gives them more chances. And he's going to let all these things happen so that their eyes are eventually open. But let me continue. After the veil was broken and she saw these creatures and these beings, she said that it was like she was led into this thing, like a hospital. And there was this man laying on the bed. And he was trying to breathe in something. And he would be breathing and, you know, he'd be inhaling. He'd be squeezing the inhaler thing, trying to breathe the gas that came out of that. And what would happen was that something would smash that out. And what the Lord was letting her know is that all those that seek help from the government, from hospitals, from the world would sort of die. Because what happens is the government and the world, they have the mark of the beast system, the RFID microchip. And people that go there, you know, people that be going to hospitals in those times will probably be chipped. When you, like, people, like the only help that, like, is going to be like, if you don't take the mark of the beast or the RFID chip, we are not going to help you. That's what the hospitals are going to say. And the thing, too, is that the Lord is letting me know that these hospitals are going to be infiltrated and taken over by demons, because the mark of the beast system is of Satan and his demons. So the hospitals and the schools will be infiltrated by demons. So anyone who is sick and go to these hospitals to get healing, demons and evil spirits will try to torment the person and, you know, get them close to dying so that they take the mark of the beast. It's like, I tell you, in these times that are coming, if you're sick, the only person to go to is Jesus, because demons and evil spirits are about to be released. The Antichrist, the government, you know, they're all Antichrist. They're all, like, they're all deep into sin and they're all deep into darkness. And they're rebellious against God. And they have made up their mind not to turn away from their sins. I had a dream and the Lord was showing me that Obama was not going to turn, was not going to, he was, like, I had a dream about him that Obama was not going to, he was not going to turn away. He was, like, he will, like, no matter what, he was going to do, like, he was going to be so evil, and he was not going to change his mind. He was going to destroy God's people. And there was just such a murderous spirit over him. It was like, I could see, like, this spirit of murder of Obama, like, he just wants to kill God's people. The Lord showed me in a dream. He just wants to kill. I'll probably, like, maybe talk more about that dream next week. But let me just go back to Sister Melisha's dream. And her dream, she said this man was in a hospital and seeking help from the hospital, but he couldn't get help from the hospital because the government will not be able to help you, because demons will suffocate you. They will try to destroy your life, because these hospitals will be given to the mark of the beast system. They'll be given to Satan. The schools will be given to Satan, and Satan will rule. And his demons will flood these hospitals and these schools, and you won't get anything good out of there. These doors will be flooded by demons. There's going to be so many demons coming out. They're going to be so awful. So everyone, just get used to sticking to the Holy Spirit. Get used to depending on the Holy Spirit alone, because the Lord was showing her that those that depend on the world and depend on, you know, the things of the world, like Babylon, they're going to be put to shame. They're going to be cut off and destroyed by Satan. So do not depend on the world. Do not depend on a government. No, 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 no. Do not do that, because that is sinful. And if you do that, you're going to end in sin. You're going to end up taking the mark of the beast. You're going to end up, you know, being in God's judgment and in God's condemnation. So everyone, stay away from the world system. Stay away from the mark of the beast system. Stay away from all that is of the world, because God loves every one of you so much, and God's spirit is against the world. God's spirit, which is a spirit of light, is against the Antichrist spirit of the satanic, demonic world. So God's spirit is against the spirit of the world, and he's coming against them. He's coming to judge, to condemn, and to destroy all those that are of this world and all those that are of the enemy, which is Satan. So everyone, keep staying away from all that is evil, and keep staying away from all that is sinful, and trust only in the Lord your God, for he will bless you, he will deliver you, he will restore you, he's going to make everything new in you. And also, too, the Lord is showing me that in her dream, you know, the man was in the hospital and needed help. You know, the hospital swallowed him. And the Lord was letting me know that go to those that, you know, that go to, you know, that go to the world, that go to the system of the world, the system of the beast, the Antichrist. Like, woe to those that go to the world or the government to seek help in those times. It's going to swallow you up, to destroy you. He doesn't want anyone to be going after the world for help. He wants everyone to come to him because he's going to be our supernatural provider. God is going to supernaturally provide. And in this time, God is going to be our supernatural provider. He's going to provide for us all that we need. So everyone stay away. Don't depend on the world and the government because they just want to kill, destroy, and to deceive God's people. So don't depend on the world system for anything. Depend only on Jesus. Jesus will be the one to provide for you. Jesus will be the one to show you all that you need to know and all that you need to do. He'll explain everything to you. So everyone stay away from this sinful world. If you need anything, God will make a way because God is letting me know that this is the time of miracles, supernatural provision, supernatural healing, supernatural everything. So if you need anything, God will supernaturally and miraculously provide for you. So you don't need to go after the world. You don't need to be seeking the things of the world. You don't need that. All you just need is the Lord. All you just need is the Holy Spirit. He will make a way. He will provide. Just trust in him. Because in this time, he's really coming. He's really coming out for his people. The Lord showed me that he's coming down himself to come to rapture his people away. He's coming down himself to fight the enemies of his people. He's coming down himself to break the chains, to deliver, and to make sure that his bride is restored. Now, Father God is really serious because in this battle, God will win. Satan is a loser. God will win. He's a victorious one. I mean, who is like our God? God is so great and so magnificent and so glorious. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there is no one like him. So everyone trust in him. Trust in the Lord. Just put your faith in him and only depend on him. He will bless you. He will favor you because there's a time, too, of supernatural favor. Sister Stephanie was letting me know that there's a time that God is supernaturally favors people, and it's so true. It is so true because I could see it happening now already, that it is happening now. God is going to start. It's already begun. Supernatural blessings are coming in. So everyone, trust in the Lord. He'll provide. He's going to make a way where there's no way. Whatever thing that it is that you need, God will, he will make provision of it, but you just have to trust in him. So everyone, trust, believe, and depend on only him. Have faith in him, because in Melisha's dream, she said, after, you know, the hospital swallowed, or like the wall caved in and it sort of like it bended in and sort of swallowed the man. And the Lord is showing me that those that have faith in the government and the world system, they will be swallowed by the world system. The hospital, these hospitals are going to kill people and get people chipped. So stay away from them. God wants to be your only healer. And she said after that too, she saw a demon that appeared there and snapped her fingers and flame came out of her fingers. And the Lord was letting her know that you're going to have demonic spirit that will come out of the abyss and out of hell and out of the spiritual world, and they'll have supernatural powers. These demons will be able to shoot fire out of their hands. They'll be able to, they're like giants. It's going to be so awful. These Nephilim, they're fallen angels that once had such demonic power. You know, angels could do a lot. They could do a lot supernaturally, and these fallen angels still have these supernatural powers, and they'll come to use these powers, you know, to make God's people fall. They'll try to come to deceive and to seduce and to make God's people fall. You know, some of them know how to appear like angels of light. So we have to be really, really strong because the demons that are coming are, you know, these demons are fallen angels. And, you know, it's like they, you know, God, Satan will give them supernatural power. And the Lord of God says that, you know, if those days were not shortened, I mean, they were shortened so that the elect would be saved. It's like, it's going to be so awful that if God doesn't even intervene, some of the elect could, you know, even be lost. That's how bad it is. So it's not a joke. Everyone take God serious because it's about to get really horrible. These Nephilim, I mean, you have to stay with the Lord. God has already conquered them and defeated them. So if you have faith in Jesus, Jesus will let everything fall into place. Trust in him and be careful. Be careful of all that you do. Be careful of the things you say, the people you let into your life, you know, where you go, the life you live, the thoughts you have, the things you watch, the things you listen to, because these things, they defile a man's spirit or they bless a man's spirit. So be careful of what you get in because it could corrupt you. It could take away what God wants to give you. So be careful to stay away from evil, you know, evil fellowship too. Be careful not to always be very close, you know. The Lord doesn't want light to fellowship with darkness. If you know that there's people that you're with that could possibly bring you down, then you have to run away from them. You have to stay away from them. Because right now, it's like the devil is doing all he can to get people down. So be careful. Like, if you go to any place or if you have any friends or if you're in any group or anything, pray about it. Take it to the Lord and let the Lord show you and let the Lord reveal to you what he really wants you to do. He'll explain and he'll let you know if it's of his will or whether it's not of his will so that you do what is righteous and you do what is pleasing to him. So everyone, I want you to stay holy, and I encourage all of you guys to, you know, to just please the Lord. And the only person that could help you do this is the Holy Spirit. So trust in the Lord your God and lean not on your own understanding. Just trust in Him. Have faith in Him. Trust Jesus and worship Him and spend time praying. Pray. Don't just pray for a few minutes and forget. Pray for hours. Stay in the Word of God. Just stay in it constantly, because the more you stay in the Word of God, the more your mind gets renewed, the more you get restored, the more you get strengthened. So let God fill you with more of you. Okay, in the name of Jesus, oh God, bless your people. Father God, deliver and strengthen your people, oh God. I pray that all that season is planning for your people, you break and that you destroy. Watch over, Father God, your children. Keep them. Keep them, oh Lord. Keep them. Keep them, Lord, under your wings, oh God. Make them ready in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord. Bless and favor them in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I right now to be closed. Father, in Yeshua, Jesus Christ, holy name, I pray for my sisters right now out there that, Lord, that you would strengthen them. Lord, strengthen them in their weaknesses. Strengthen them in every area of their life. Lord, strengthen them in emotions. For Jesus, the truth, we're all prophets. Right now, Father God, Jesus, all the work of sin, of of just off of all brothers, sisters, mighty, in Christ's mighty name. And Lord, Jesus, strengthen them, not Lord Jesus, strengthen them mentally, physically, and spiritually. And no weapon against my brother shall prosper. In every area of their Lord Jesus, power, more of your Holy Spirit. And give us more of you, more of your Holy Spirit, more power to keep the works of the enemy. Brought to life right now. Help them, Jesus, instruct them in the ways they should go, and let them speak in truth and hold on to promises. Yeshua HaMashiach, let them obey. Help, Lord, to Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, humble us all, Lord Jesus. Humble us all of our life, Lord Jesus, and speaking to us, oh Lord. We want to hear you, Lord Jesus. We want to hear, Lord, more of you. We want more of you, less of us. Give us more of you, Almighty God. And we thank you, oh Lord, for what you're doing in all of our lives. Thank you. We will find that in us. Jesus, in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holy mighty name, I pray with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. And I feel this prayer in the blood of the Lamb. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Stephanie. God bless you so much. Okay, good night, everyone. Shalom.
Achoo! Is your old ride making you sick?
The Gilstrap Family Dealership's here.
And this month, we're your doctors of savings. That means you could drive a new Mitsubishi or choose any nice and newer ride from our huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles starting at just $1 down.
And get up to $3,000 cash back.
But hurry, because this deal's done when we help 331 people find the cure in a nice and newer car. The Gilstrap Family Dealership.
Where we're known for giving away our cars.
Number one Mitsubishi and the truck farms. Come see us in Easley, Greenville, and Greer. Call today at 306-8785 or see all the deals online at the Gilstrap Family Dealership.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.